The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. We're like, yeah, yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I don't give a... I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I care about you? No, you're just smart enough, and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Welcome once again to another very special off-season edition of PFW in Progress. And right off the bat, I'm going to have to criticize our producer. No special open for our special guest today?
Come on, Kevin.
You said you were going to tell me what was going on. You never did.
Patriots Today's Lindsay Petrucci. What do they call you? What's your nickname around here? I think
three,
you have a few.
Three Wise.
Three Wise.
Yeah. How do you not know that, Andy?
I don't know.
You're
I don't have
out
a very good memory. I've been on vacation, and I tend to tune out when I'm on vacation.
You're not really hip to much, anyway.
No, not really. But hopefully everybody's tuning in this afternoon because we have plenty to talk about, as Fred Kirsch would say. One of the biggest issues we may touch on will be the fact that, hopefully, as Pro Football Talk has it, five-yard line negotiations.
But will they fumble?
Yeah, well, that was the whole quote that goes on to say, and Jerome Bettis once fumbled on the one-yard line. So, but I have high hopes. I actually have zero doubt in my mind at this point that they're going to get a deal done over the next couple days. Robert Kraft, one of the key negotiators in, right now, five-on-five negotiations with five owners and five players. Another New England tie, Sean Morey, former Patriot and Brown University star. But again, I think it's now, you know, they're talking about language and details, and they've even gotten to the point where they're discussing what system would be in place immediately following a deal, how they would get into free agency, into training camp. So I think it's a foregone conclusion that the lockout is coming to an end, and we will have training camp, hopefully, late July, the end of July there, where we normally start, and maybe even early enough for the Bears and Rams to start their training camps early and get to the Hall of Fame game in Canton. But
I'd like to be as optimistic as you are, Andy. But
how
can
you not be?
I just don't know, because I just hear new things every day. Like yesterday, it was something about how some of them are meeting now, but they're all going to be there on July 21st, which, I mean,
that's too late.
I know. Well, of course it's too late, but I don't know. I mean, what has changed? I guess it says, you know, supposedly the lawyers talked for, what, 11 hours or something, and they're
about a lot of language and
nothing that we understand.
Yeah. But I think you have to be, I mean, Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, two very influential owners that are taking part today. And when they're talking about details, to me, that's a good sign, because that means hopefully, although there are reports that it hasn't been settled, the revenue sharing issues have been to some degree ironed out, and they're ready to move on to the actual logistics of how we're going to do free agency. And, you know, there was some discussion of some new wrinkles for this year and right of first refusal for three players for each team. I don't see how that can happen. I don't see how that's fair in any way. I mean, a guy like Logan Mankins, who keeps saying, I hear there's this thing called free agency. I want to get to it someday. You could be limited yet again by another, even though they already have the right of first refusal on him for the franchise tag. But, I mean, that just doesn't seem right to me. If you're going to give the players a limited window to shop their services, which is probably a week or 2 weeks.
It's not going to be long.
I don't see how you can then give their existing team the right to match. So those are some of the deals that are hopefully being ironed out.
Hopefully.
And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today as we get into things. And again, this is PFW in Progress. If you want to send us an email, it's webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. If you want to call in on the Ace Ticket Hotline, the number for that is 508-298-0398. Or as Fred Kirsch likes to say, 50-SNOWMAN-29-SNOWMAN-039-SNOWMAN. Because, you know, the eights are snowmen in golf, something I learned last week when I had three of them in my final three holes to ruin what would have been the best round ever for me. But that's a different tale for a different day. You know, I like to start things off on the inappropriate note when there's a girl in the studio. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
From your draft show when I tried to be inappropriate.
I'm not surprised at all.
I have bad news for you. I can't make out with you today. I think I have strep.
Oh, no. I have to leave.
My throat hurts a little.
That's why I came on the show. And, of course, Kevin's like, did you dress up for Andy today? I'm like,
oh,
yeah. That was the first thing in my mind as I was looking through my closet this morning.
Well, you're a TV chick. You're always supposed to be ready, right?
Well, I didn't know if they'd have, you know, the camera on in here and stuff. I mean, gotta be prepared.
Wait a minute. You couldn't have come in with – are you one of those girls?
No.
Are you high maintenance?
No, I'm not.
You seem a little high maintenance. I'm not going to lie to you right now.
This is.
You couldn't have come in a baseball cap, a ponytail, and a
T-shirt? I would have loved that. I'm a sweatpants girl.
So why didn't you? Do you have to be ready?
I mean,
are you doing TV
today?
I
would like to continue working here. I don't think the other people.
Do you have to be ready at all times to go on camera?
No, but I always bring my makeup. Like, I hardly ever. I think I went on a streak, like, not wearing makeup for, like, 2 weeks because I was on vacation, too.
Do you have makeup on right now?
Oh, just a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Just a tiny little bit. But
I'm glad I'm a boy.
You should be.
I don't want to have to wear makeup.
Being a girl is exhausting, but.
I know. Eric tells me about it all the time.
Obviously, you didn't really dress to be on camera today, though.
No,
so.
But I could. I could throw a sports coat on over this. I've worn worse on TV, I think.
Can I mention just one thing really quickly?
Are you playing with your iPhone?
We heard from...
I don't have mine.
We heard from someone, okay? A one Brian Lowe.
B-Low.
And he said that he is very offended that you are calling today's show... very special. Why didn't he say that last Thursday?
Because B-Lo is not liked by our listeners. So I think they'll
but why?
Actually...
His fantasy advice is so good.
Yeah, he fails there. And then when he and your boss hijacked the show a couple weeks ago or whatever day that was, fans were not happy. They dubbed that the worst show ever.
No!
Called your boss as bad as Brian Morey, which is pretty low on the bar around these parts. And they accused Brian Lowe of just kind of sucking the fun out of it. And even some said they clicked off. Shut the show off for the first. Some listeners said they've been listening 5-10 years. Shut it off for the first time ever because of Brian Lowe and his babbling.
Oh,
I like B-Lowe, but he does like to talk.
I feel like the expectations are really high for me now.
No, I would look at it the other way. I don't think you can be much worse than your boss and your cohort there at Patriots today. I think you are sitting pretty.
Okay. Well, I hope so.
But and the chair, it's very funny. You're sitting in that chair. You're right near Eric's chair. You know what you guys should do? If Eric were here, have a push-up contest.
Oh, my gosh.
We have push-up contests on this show. I think you would. You guys both have the same petite figure, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Fred and I had ours, and I absolutely blew him out of the water. Paul, I'm not sure, can actually do a push-up. And I think you and Eric would be a good battle.
Maybe we can we still make fun of him like a ton today, even though
that's
not
what
here?
I do.
Yeah,
I make
that's
fun
what
of him
I do,
all
too.
The time.
It's just so easy.
Tell me about
it. He just makes it so easy.
And then he gets so mad and sulks.
Yeah, and pouts.
He probably doesn't in front of you because...
No, I think he still pouts.
You're a girly girl and you're
I'm
one
not
of his girls.
First of all, I'm not a girly girl. I do take offense
little bit.
To that.
I don't know.
Screw you, bitch.
I don't have a wardrobe in my office. I don't have a makeup bag. I still do TV.
Yeah, but, I mean, did anyone say you look good doing it?
No.
I don't think so.
Because I don't know if you've noticed in the sports writer business... Not a lot of them bring a lot to the table on TV. You know, Paul Perillo would be example one. And then some other guy that was on in the background the other day, some Globe baseball writer, was just not a good look.
No.
Goatee, bald, no. 100 pounds overweight.
That'll be you. That'll be you in 5 years.
That's what people keep telling me, but not so far. I have a couple very interesting things from our listeners.
Okay.
And hopefully they are listening and
will
take part in the show.
Yeah, they must be listening because I'm getting alerts on Twitter that new people are following me, which
nice.
Is really exciting. Yeah, because I'm pretty new to Twitter, and I think a lot of people expect me to tweet only about the Patriots, but that's kind of what Real Patriots account is for, so it's hard sometimes. I know you guys, you know, you do the disclaimer, you know, we are, our thoughts are not, you know...
Right.
backed by the Patriots, all that stuff. But for me, doing Patriots Today, it's more kind of like the news value of everything.
Right.
So I kind of hope people rely on real Patriots. And I do tweet, I tweeted a photo yesterday from Springfield, with Andre Tippett and Pete Brock.
But so, yeah, how'd that go
so
yesterday?
So I do, I mean, I do stuff like that. It was good. It went
you were
well.
The official Patriots.com correspondent on the scene yesterday.
I was. And actually, so for Massachusetts tornado relief, there was approximately $122,000 raised through the United Way, and that 100% of the donations go to Mass Tornado Relief, which is awesome. And then the Kraft family and the Patriots Charitable Foundation actually matched $100,000. So far they've raised $222,000, which is a lot, but
look
it's
you
still
showing off the math.
It's still only the tip of the iceberg though, because
yes.
there was we saw some damage there. It was pretty unbelievable. So many windows just completely blown out, just trees down everywhere. I mean, they're really still it recovering and trying to get their lives back to a sense of normalcy out
probably
there.
Probably will be for a while too.
Yeah, so that's kind of tough. But
are tornadoes covered by insurance?
I don't know.
Especially around here where you don't really have tornadoes.
We were talking about that in the car the other day, and how actually on the way there yesterday, and we were talking about earthquakes and how earthquake insurance is kind of like really shady because I guess
first of all insurance is shady.
Okay.
I hate insurance.
Okay, but the way earthquake insurance works is basically like if everything's destroyed, like they're like, oh, sorry, like we can't offer you any help. But then, like, if there's an earthquake and it's a small one, obviously it would be a small one then, right? So then they don't really have to pay
right.
for anything.
Yeah, no,
so
insurance is terrible.
Does that make?
Even around here with hurricanes, they can just stop covering you because they think you've become too much of a hurricane risk. Even if you've, like, never collected,
yeah.
paid your premiums yeah. every year, they can just say, no, I'm not going to cover you anymore.
I know.
It's the scam of all scams.
It's kind of shady.
But we got a couple emails already discussing
okay,
the Andy and Lindsay show and dubbing it either Steelers Football Weekly or PFW for Pittsburgh Football Weekly.
Wow. Low blows, guys. What
I don't know
I do
about you, but
this?
I have a Rashard Mendenhall jersey, and I'm
He's
proud
the
of
one.
It.
Andy's the one that just brought up Jerome Bettis. I haven't said a word yet.
Bettis? Mendenhall? What is that? I hear booing.
It sounds like a blizzard. That's horrible.
Really,
booing,
what is that
Kevin?
Sound effect?
What is that? It sounds like wind swirling around outside.
I want to Google for a better one.
Yeah.
That one was terrible. I didn't know what
bad.
It was. Don't you have the Drew one? They're not booing. They're drewing.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Have you heard that story, my Mendenhall story?
No.
I'm a big Mendenhall guy.
Are
I loved
you?
Him coming out of college. And I really do have a Mendenhall jersey paid for by the listeners of PFW in Progress.
Wow.
They shipped it to me as a gift.
Wow.
And speaking of gifts, I need to thank someone for another gift from our PFW listeners.
Okay.
Joe Reuter.
Hey, Joe.
I hope that's how you say it. R-E-U-T-E-R. Reuter.
R-E-U-T.
Reuter.
Routers.
Router. Reader. He also put in parentheses Anthony Weiner as his pretend name. Famous for, you know, taking a shot of his wiener and sending it to people
right,
and then
right.
losing his job over it. But Joe was very nice after my... Have you heard my debacle with my iPhone that I dropped
no.
it and broke
oh.
it? First day.
I feel like they're easy to drop.
They are.
Yeah.
I've been told that the glass breaks very, very easily.
Yeah, I want you to get it back so we can play games.
Well, I'm getting it today. It's up at Tech
oh.
Superpowers here at Patriot Place being fixed, screens being fixed. But Joe sent me a OtterBox case or OuterBox case for my phone.
I
it's
think it's Otter.
Awesome.
I think it's OtterBox.
I think it is, but I've heard people say Outer. Their mascot's an otter, but I heard people
like,
say Outer.
Like Audi and Audi? The car?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's not my price range.
All right.
Excuse me. She's high maintenance.
No,
and
I'm not.
An Audi.
I don't drive an Audi, actually.
But you want to someday.
I think it'd be nice. But
quarterback drives an Audi. Saved his life, right? Wasn't that the car that he was in when he
yeah,
got hit
was.
By a guy running a red
total
light?
Total bobblehead. Total. Okay. Total
We were going to call today's show The Bobble in the Head because they make fun of me for having a big head and you're the bobblehead girl.
I sound really crazy in that clip, by the way.
Not just that one. You want to unload the...
But I was a major bobblehead.
Keep going. There's a couple
it's like
more.
You're watching it and you're like, wow, her neck's going to break.
So no, that's my favorite. You shouldn't talk about porn on the air.
I know.
I'm just letting you know.
Beaver Stadium.
And so Joe.
Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium.
Dick Stadium.
Dick Stadium.
So you like beaver and dicks?
Exactly.
See, I already made her uncomfortable.
Go out,
5 minutes
and
in.
Come back.
That's why we have the little thing at the beginning of the show that
hey
says
girl.
Not suitable for all ages.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, you in the intro you say penis like in the very
I didn't.
Beginning. Well, whoever someone says
wasn't
it.
That a guy from The Family Guy? Wasn't us.
Yeah,
we're not responsible.
But that's already not suitable.
Well, we generally use the rule here on the show if they can say it on real TV, we can say it.
Okay. I like that rule.
That's generally
can
our
rule.
Can we
rules. Start using that on Patriots Today?
That's up to your boss. You should know I got a little wiener.
Isn't my boss your boss's boss? Isn't that in the hierarchy?
Yeah, I think so.
So you should talk about it.
Okay.
You could really open up some vocabulary on
show.
Oh, I'd love to see B-Lo just saying, penis, 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 penis. I'm B-Lo and I say penis.
Right.
Joe Reuter, thank you. The OtterBox case I have is phenomenal. It's a plastic case and a rubber case. I feel like I can't break it at all.
I've heard of them before.
They're really good.
You won't be able to shatter it.
Supposedly you can throw it against the wall and it won't break.
I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. And our friend John from L.A., also known as, I can't say his last name because it has a bad word in it. A bad word they don't even say on TV.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. His last name is Cockrell. I swear to God. That's his name.
I believe you, but it's just, it's not like his, never mind.
Well, what does the word start with? What do the first four letters spell?
C-O-C-H.
No, it's a K. Anyway, John Cockrell is a writer on In Plain Sight. Many of our listeners know that. And the PFW crew were the characters in one of the recent episodes. And he sent us signed autographed photos of Mary McCormick, who is the lead actress in the show.
Oh, I just saw that. Kevin already put it up in his cubicle.
I'm going to put mine up, too. And she, some of you may know her if you haven't seen In Plain Sight. She was also Howard Stern's wife in Private Parts, the
movie.
She's
hot.
She is a little hot.
Oh, yeah, she's cute.
And it says, to Andy Little Guy Big Head Heart, Brooklyn Decker call, just stop, XO, Mary McCormick. So I have a signed photo of Mary McCormick.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to buy it, I am now auctioning it off here.
What does she play? What's her role on the show?
She's a marshal.
She looks like a badass.
Yeah, she is. And she has like a serious attitude.
Yeah.
Like,
she's kind of scary. I don't want you to put it up so it's facing us because I'm a little intimidated.
She also has nice boobs.
I think so too. I can't really see the
It's not a good sign if I have to move it closer for her boobs.
Well, I mean, she has like a coat on over it.
But yeah, she is a badass, and yes, it's a very good show. If you haven't seen it, In Plain Sight on USA.
Have you ever actually watched it?
The show we were on, I watched. Other than that, not really. But I'm sure it's on demand on cable and various other ways you can watch it.
This is Andy talking out of his ass.
John in L.A. needs some viewers. Get the show more highly rated. And, John, thank you for the photos. I haven't seen the other photos that I'm assuming Eric and Fred and Paul all got theirs since they've been in the office more often than I have of late, thankfully, because I've been on vacation. Other stuff. I'm going to throw a bunch of crap on the table.
I'm excited. I still have a story to tell you at some point.
Is it a good story?
Well, I feel like I've
been... Okay, sorry. It's not a good story. I'm going to cut you off. That was rude, huh? Kevin. Kevin has a story to tell.
Well, what the hell?
His story's better than yours.
How do you know? You don't even know what mine's about.
There's a pretty good chance Kevin's story's better than yours. So we'll start with Kevin's.
All right.
At 2 o'clock, he's leaving after the show. And yep. What are you going to do, Kevin?
Drink with the Stanley Cup.
Wah, 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 you lose. He's going drinking with the Stanley Cup.
Well, I'm
and the guy with little white gloves is going to be there.
I'm going to actually be baptizing some children in the Stanley
Cup.
Okay,
well, at 2 o'clock, I'm actually drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
That's what he's doing.
No, he's just drinking with the Stanley Cup. I'm drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
I am going to, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
How would you adjudge this, Andy?
What?
How would you adjudge this?
I heard that word
what
in a soccer.
Is that?
In a soccer broadcast the other day, they used that word, and I was like, what
does it
that
mean? A judge? Eric's not here, so I can't explain it.
In the context it was used, it was like he was adjudged to be offsides.
Okay, I don't
know. How about
this is very confusing.
The guy who is a judge in Florida just sentenced Casey Anthony to like 7 days in prison.
Yeah, there you go.
You know she gets out next week?
Yeah, supposedly.
How
freaky is that?
For a girl that's like hasn't done or hasn't been proven to do anything, she's served a lot of time.
Put her up there with OJ.
Okay.
Two people who
the glove fits.
Committed heinous crimes and got off. You know who I feel good for, though, in a little way?
Who?
Is her lawyer. What's his
I don't know.
Because everybody was mocking him, just absolutely mocking him that he didn't know what he was doing. And who's laughing now? He got the job done. Who's going to be making millions of dollars now as a dominant defense attorney in this country?
I was listening
Okay, now
to,
your story, which won't measure
no, no,
up.
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, I have something else to add to that. I was listening to...
This is Scatterbug Radio here on Patriots.com, where we just bounce around from topic to topic Lindsay's now avoiding her story, which clearly is not all that exciting after finding out the Stanley Cup is in town.
It was going to be really nice for Andy, and
now he's being
a jerk about it,
so
I'm going to just delay the story. I was listening to the Ramiro show this morning on Jammin'. Yeah,
and Pebbles. Don't forget Pebbles.
Yeah, Pebbles. Well, it was just Ramiro talking, but he said something really funny. He's like, so what if... like, you know, who's the next person that's going to, like, date Casey Anthony? Like,
she is
kind of
hot.
So, yeah, because, I mean, she is attractive. And so he was like, can you just imagine, like, you saying to your friends, like, yeah, I'm actually, like, going on a date tonight. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah. Like, with who? And he's like, oh, well, yeah, you might have heard of her. Never mind. And they're like, why would I have heard of her? Well, she's been on TV a lot.
She kind
of
killed her kid.
She's been on TV a lot lately, like, been in court. You're going out with Casey Anthony? Well, wait a second. Just hear me out. Like, no.
She's pretty hot, though. I mean, I wouldn't marry her, but I might go out with her.
It was good. Okay, here's my story. So my car has been...
Your Audi or Audi?
I don't have an Audi. I have a Pontiac G6, and it's been a pain in the ass lately. And so the day before I'm leaving for vacation...
Didn't Pontiac go out of business?
Probably.
Are they one of those companies that hold it?
I mean, it's from 2007. It's not a new car. And
oh, you're slumming it with an 07. Go ahead. Will you hate me by the time this show's over?
Yes.
Because only an hour and 40 minutes to go.
No, I already hate you. We're 20 minutes in.
I know how Eric feels.
Yeah. So it's the day before I'm leaving for vacation. I'm getting my car washed, and the air conditioning just, like, stops working.
Ooh.
And then the thermostat is pinned on 100 degrees. I'm like, is my car overheating? I have no idea what's going on. So I'm freaking out because the place I usually take it to wasn't open. So I took it to this dealership just to see if they could tell me what was wrong with it. So I go in, and the guy that's writing up the issues and stuff, he's like, what do you do? And he's like an older guy. He's like, what do you do?
So he's hitting on you.
I don't think he's hitting him.
I think he was.
Like older. Like,
so? Doesn't make him dead.
I guess. So he's like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a reporter. And he's like, oh, where at? I'm like, for the Patriots. And he's like, for the Patriots? He's like, how come I never hear your name? He's like, all I know is Andy Hart.
Yeah.
And Paul Perillo. And
nice.
I was like, yeah, Eric Scalvino, Fred Kirsch. He's like, yeah, yeah, those guys. And I'm like, and then I just had to hear about you guys for like 20 minutes. It was absolutely heinous.
I was wrong. Your story is actually better.
I wanted to gouge my eyes out. I was like, this is so horrible. My car is broken. I have to sit here and listen about Andy Hart.
Because we're pretty cool. People
on a
like
Saturday.
Us. So did he hook you
afternoon.
Up?
They were like closing, so they kind of just like checked it out, and then I pieced. I gave him a tip, and I pieced.
Peace.
And then I gave him a tip. I gave him a tip for
just
like,
the tip.
Just the tip, a 10 spot. And then I was
like, mark tape. I got her to say just the tip.
Just the tip.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed. What happens if your car's overheating? I mean,
well, it really.
You just drove it.
I just drove it home, and like he's like, I wouldn't drive it to Foxborough. I was like, all right, buddy. And so I drove it home and let it sit there while I was on vacation. And then the next day, I took it.
Was it your thermostat?
It was my coolant temp switch.
Oh, exciting!
And it was my thermostat, and they had to recharge the entire AC,
was
like it actually can be pretty pricey. So, and they had to add coolant. So whatever, it's fixed now. But I've had a lot of issues with my car. Very
annoying. It's a Pontiac.
Cars are literally just money pits. It's
yeah, but
horrible.
You should really just buy a Japanese car. No
That's
offense.
What I've
I'm
heard.
A strong American,
I've heard,
but
like foreign cars are
Toyota,
really
Honda.
What kind
way
of
to
car
go.
Do you have?
Honda.
Oh, Honda Accord.
No, Paul has a Honda Accord.
Honda Civic.
No.
Oh, are you going to tell me?
Want to play the guessing game?
No,
go ahead. Keep going. See what other models of Honda you know.
I don't want to play this game. What? Just tell me what kind. What does it start with?
Do you want to get back to the story about how some guy thinks we're cool? Who's a mechanic?
No, but I'm really annoyed with you. Is that
Why?
The kind that converts?
Like, it's like a half truck, half SUV kind of thing.
Sweet. So I'm really
Pepper Johnson has one too.
That's cool.
He drove up to the golf tournament.
Wow. You want a cookie now?
It's me and Pepper.
So I'm really annoyed with you because I thought you'd really like the story and it was a nice story. Was my story like it was?
Your story was better. I'm going to admit to it.
I mean, it might not have been
anything
better.
Anything that has
but
to deal
different.
With my fans and my fame,
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, so your big head gets bigger and
exactly.
Life goes on.
Exactly. It's and your, I got yeah. You to say something funny that we can use as a drop-in later.
Yeah, it's your world. I just live in it.
That's right. See, this is the kind of co-host I need, not these other monkeys who think they're a big part of
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, as everyone shuts
this is my show. No, they won't do that. WebRadioPatriots.com. And if you want to call in on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You want to start getting into some emails?
Yeah. Do people tweet to you during the show, too, or no? Do you answer tweets or no? Is that not how it works?
Not really.
Oh.
I don't really know how to do that during the show. We got
Why?
A lot going on here.
Kevin
monitors the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page that he monitors.
Well,
and if you want to monitor the Twitter.
I am. Chris West just said he's cooking dinner and listening to Andy and Lindsay. The Andy and Lindsay show on PFW in Progress. Dinner. I wonder where he is.
Dinner.
England?
He must be in Europe somewhere, yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
We're big in England.
Thanks, Chris. I know.
UK Pats fans.
Yeah.
They love us over there.
Yeah, I hope he's still. I hope he hasn't turned
us
off yet.
No. But we will get into emails because
okay,
this is generally what Fred does. He tries to go about 20 to 25 minutes without emails and then boom,
okay,
you hit
I'm
it
ready.
Hard.
ready.
This is, I don't know.
Okay, we're
Hi, it's Kamani.
Hey!
Just wanted to let you, wanted you to know how much I'm loving the Summer of Andy. Perhaps there could be a year of Andy. By the way, who's the chick? This is, one of our, dumber listeners, Kamani, who doesn't like me and is happy that I've been taking lots of Tuesdays off and called you a chick.
That's okay.
That's
I'm
a
not...
bit sexist, no?
No.
I'm you don't take offense to that?
No, because if you said honey? If you said one of, he's one of your dumber listeners, then...
Does honey bother you, or...
No.
Like what, the guy at the...
Sweet cheeks.
Sweet something other than cheeks. Rhymes with bits.
Okay.
Does that offend
I'm trying
you?
To keep this like PG right now.
We don't do that on this show.
All right.
Where's delete? I haven't sat in this chair.
Are you deleting? Are you deleting his email? Yeah, oh, I'm hey, guess you
that
started. Guess you started following me on Twitter. I think the other day when I checked.
VIP strippers.
Oh, yeah. I was really
no
excited.
Doubt. Yeah.
I was really excited about that.
He would probably like to employ you, just so you know.
I can't do that.
Is that in your contract here? You can't strip while working for Patriots.com. Are you sure?
I don't think it'd go over very well.
Yeah, I don't think it would either. But you could probably play that up in a show, and you could probably make some money. I'm just saying. Keep your options open if this lockout goes a little longer.
I'm just shaking my head right now.
Okay.
More emails. What else?
Why are these people trying to give me hard time?
Because they hate your face.
Way hey. What does W-H-E-Y mean?
W, hold on. Let me like do
you
something.
You really have to type it out?
Yeah, because I can't.
Now you're playing up the stereotype of ditzy.
W-H-E-Y?
Yeah.
Like whey protein?
Yeah.
Well, they think
But he starts the email with way hey.
Way hey. They think that you, they're like, go get your pro, bro.
Wow, you got a lot of little, So I peaced out and just left a tip.
Just
a
tip.
Mark in Hartlepool, UK says, way hey. Nice to hear Lindsay on the show today. A
Thanks,
huge
Mark.
Improvement on B-Lo and no socks from last week. Great to hear your optimism about the lockout, Andy. Maybe we won't have to put up with Albert Breer's face on TV for much longer reporting absolutely nothing. I agree with that. I like Bert, but not only do you have to see him on NFL Network, but anytime you see like B-roll of on ESPN, or he's always there, like with Jerry Jones or like behind Mr. Kraft trying to like...
I semi feel bad for him because I feel like he's just to stand there like outside,
yeah,
you know,
I do
the
too.
Mediations and all that stuff.
I would not want to do that. Plus, he's always, like, not only does he have to do the TV, he's tweeting, then he's writing a story for the website. I wouldn't want to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
Probably make, you know, six times what I'm making right now, but that probably gets him through the night. I did want to go over the news. We'll get back to the emails in a minute.
Okay.
I had a little news today that I saw buried in a Jason Lock and Fora story.
Oh, okay.
Hefty contracts could cost these disappointing performers. He has a list of guys who could get cut if the lockout ends.
Okay.
Big names on the list are some of the obvious ones, like Donovan McNabb. And Albert Haynesworth. Notice that there's some Redskins involved. Clinton Portis also on the list. But Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints has a cap number of $11.8 million this year. We should say that the cap is being projected right now at about $120 million. And he says, look for the St. Louis Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, Seattle Seahawks, and possibly the New England Patriots to be interested in Bush's services once he hits the street. I think that's interesting because on paper, you have Danny Woodhead returning.
Yep.
You have Shane Vereen drafted. And some signs would point to Kevin Faulk possibly being back for another year. I'm not sure where Reggie Bush would fit here. And I certainly don't see the Patriots offering him any money. I mean, if he's a guy who was set to make $11.8 million, I find it hard to believe he's going to sign for $600,000 to play here. So I just don't see the fit. I think there's a... less than 1% chance Reggie Bush becomes a Patriot. I don't think
he's that good. I just don't.
I think he's
highly overrated.
He is overrated. His hype is he's good. He's better than Danny Woodhead.
Because if I had to choose, I know that Pierre Thomas had been injured and everything, but I would take him over
Reggie
Bush.
Well, I think the Patriots would too. They tried to trade for him last year.
Yeah.
And I think the Saints would since they re-signed him.
Right.
Bush is He's a rich man's Danny Woodhead or a rich man's Kevin Faulk.
I mean,
he has a lot of skills. He's very athletic, can catch the ball, can run in passing situations. But I just don't see the need here, given the guys they have on the depth chart and given the money you'd have to invest.
I just think he's very average at each. I think he's talented at all types of all the different skills he has, like you were just mentioning, but I think he's average at all of them. I think Danny Wood had something special. I think Kevin Falk is good at, you know,
Kevin Falk, good third down back.
Like they're, you know what I mean? You gotta give Danny Woodhead.
Woodhead was great last year.
You know,
I'm a little dubious as to what he's gonna be this year. But he's unique.
You have to admit.
That's because he's tiny.
Yeah. Okay. But that's why I'm saying I think Reggie Bush is more of the standard, typical running back.
Well,
of the NFL. You know what I mean?
He's bigger.
Average.
I think he can. I don't think he's average. I think he's above average. And I also think
who's someone that strikes you as average, and then we'll compare him to Reggie Bush.
Average. I don't want to take a shot at a Patriot, but the first person that jumps into my head is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Okay.
I think he's average. Solid 4 yards, got his 1,000 yards, but right at 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Isn't going to fumble, but is not going to break off big plays. I think that's an average NFL running back. I think Reggie Bush has more skills than that.
Yeah.
And I also think Bill Belichick, Bill O'Brien might be able to have some fun with Reggie Bush.
Really?
Because of the things that he does. But I think money-wise, I just don't see it happening. I just don't see him being a guy that they would want to invest in.
Do you think Alphonso Smith thinks Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is average?
Who's Alphonso Smith?
The dude he pummeled over in the end zone from the Lions. No. I'm just saying, I had to bring that up.
B-Lo doesn't think that Willis McGahee's average. Is that the guy that ran him over at the Bills game? Have you ever seen that clip?
Yeah.
He was holding the camera and he got trucked.
Yeah. I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Nope, maybe that's why. Maybe that hit left some post-concussion issues. Speaking of Danny Woodhead, by the way, he signed a deal, according to Darren Revelle from CNBC Sports, or business, or whatever he does, with Skechers to promote their athletic wear, whatever they...
Can you see him wearing Skechers?
No. Well, I will see him, I assume, now wearing Skechers.
I feel like it'll make him look even more like a 14-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I tweeted, I wonder if he's going to wear the light-up ones like all the other little kids wear. But they also have the curved
ones,
right?
What is this that you're doing with your hand? You're like freaking me. You look like a squid.
Just let the record show we're about 10 feet apart in case my wife is listening. the curved shoes, like the butt strengtheners or whatever.
Oh, shape ups.
Aren't those Skechers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he wore those in the locker room?
Ooh,
what
ooh.
A beating he would take. Ooh.
But he'd have a better butt.
I wouldn't know. Unlike you, I don't look at his butt.
Yeah. Don't get in the locker
room. In those tight football
room.
Pants on the sideline. No, you're always on the sideline checking them out.
I wonder what he's going to be doing for them.
I also did other show research before I get back into emails. Okay. And I want to know
priorities. I think you're all over the map. You say I'm all over the map.
What I like to do is...
But you're giving me a hard time because you say I am.
I like to throw a lot of bait out there and see what...
That's what I was doing too, and you're like, well, we're just...
You wanted to talk about your mechanic who loves me.
Well, we're just scatterbug over here.
And as much as I like to talk about people that love me, like your mechanic at Pontiac.
That story literally took like 4 seconds, so you can stop now.
I want to know what people have as their priorities as we hopefully enter into free agency in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I saw our good friends over at ESPNBoston.com,
uh-huh.
Mike Rodak,
uh-huh.
who is
Love Mike Rodak.
Me too.
Love
Although
the
he
kid.
Once didn't cite me when he stole something from the blog. I'm just saying.
Oh.
But anyway, Mike Reese is on vacation
Love
this
Mike
week.
Reese.
Love Mike Reese. The best. Former PFW scribe.
The best.
And he has a sudden impact series, which I assume he's identifying free agents who could have a sudden impact with the Patriots. Yesterday's was Ray Edwards.
Okay.
He's a guy that I talked a little bit about in Ask PFW a couple weeks ago because he's obviously a free agent, defensive end, 4-3 guy, but a pass rusher. Has had pretty consistent success in the league over the last few years. You know, an 8 to a 10 sack guy would be a projection as an outside linebacker for the Patriots, but has some of the measurables you'd like. 6'5", 265, looks the part. Went to Purdue, which we all know is a breeding ground for 3-4 outside linebackers over the years, Rosie Colvin, Rob Ninkovich, and many others. 8 sacks each of the last 2 years for Ray Edwards. Free agent. I just don't think he's the right fit, personally. Because
no,
I think he'd be a projection
either.
As an outside linebacker. I'd be concerned that you'd be going down the Adalys Thomas route because he happens to play across from Jared Allen, who is one of the best pass rushers in football. So clearly, Ray Edwards gets the benefit of that every time he's on the field because Jared Allen is the guy getting double-teamed and all the focus. And he's looking for some money. And
right.
I just, On paper, some of his measurables, you say, oh, maybe he'd be a good fit, but money-wise, and you'd have to convert him to outside linebacker in less than a month. I mean, he'd get here, say, July 28th or whatever, and by the time the regular season rolls around on September 12th, he needs to go from defensive end to outside linebacker. I don't see that making sense. And the guy we've been talking about a lot around here is Matt Roth, because he's played 3-4, not a highly skilled guy, but he'll be cheaper. Could be a fill-in for a year until you find a better long-term issue. But I want to know what your priorities are. If it's the outside linebacker, if it's wide receiver, we'll have some wide receivers I want to talk about, because I printed out a lot of stats. I think people like to throw names out there. Oh, Malcolm Floyd. Oh, James Jones. Oh, Sidney Rice. But they don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't really looked and said, you know, they saw a few highlights.
And yeah, a couple plays.
I want to go over some of that. But before we do that, we are going to take a quick break to let Lindsay take a breather. She seems a bit overwhelmed. She's
because I'm waiting. I'm waiting to get a word in, and Andy doesn't ask my opinion. He just wants.
You
to
just
hear
gave
from
your
else.
Opinion
on
you
Ray
think Danny
Edwards?
Woodhead is special,
no,
and Reggie Bush is
I
average.
I wanted to say.
I think you've endeared yourself to Patriots Nation by choosing the Patriot and dubbing him special.
Can I add my two cents in before the break?
Okay, go.
Okay, this is going to cost a pretty penny, so you're going to shoot it down in a heartbeat. But if the Patriots were going to spend the money, Tomba.
Yes, that would be
Love
my first
Tomba.
Choice. Me too.
Love
my first choice.
Tomba.
No
okay,
chance.
That's all. I know, no chance.
You did. You pulled it out in the end there. We'll move past the Danny Woodhead remark about him being special. We'll focus on your fact that, yes, Tomba Ali would be the best fit for the Patriots if they were going to invest. And we'll talk about outside linebackers, wide receivers, and anything else you want to chat about when we come back to PFW in Progress.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast, and it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
What will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
We all know that Andy is the bully of PFW in Progress. He can dish it out, but can he take it?
I'm trying to read the email here. Guy's pulling an all-nighter so that he can email during the show, and Andy's disrespectful.
No, that's not my fault.
It's
you.
That's your fault.
You're the one who picks and chooses the emails.
That's your fault.
Shut up.
Typical Big Head. He's never wrong, and nothing's ever his fault.
You're the one who chooses the emails.
That's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm talking about. You're talking.
Don't have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to Fred to put Andy in his place.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now, back to PFW in Progress.
He's going to kill him.
Good news is Fred can't kill me today because he's enjoying the summer of Fred. Yet another week where he's on vacation, I think traveling the country with some his son's lacrosse team or some tournament or something. I don't know. But in his stead, that's something Eric would say, in his stead, we have Lindsay Petruni, three Y's, from Patriots Today. Not quite as famous as I am.
Andy just asked how to spell my name on the break. I'm like, it's three Y's. Lindsay Petruni, there's three Y's. Figure it out.
I'm not even going to attempt to
spell. Where do the Y's go?
Petruni. I just spent Lindsay. How do you spell Petruni?
Try to spell it.
P-E-R-T-R. Could you use it in a sentence? Could I have the country of origin?
P-E-T-R-U-N-Y.
Uh-oh. There's a random face at the glass. Never like that.
No, it's just Dave Mondillo. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, that would make him random.
He's not random.
If it were Robert Kraft, I would not have said a random face at the glass. Thankfully, Robert Kraft is busy, ending, hopefully, the lockout that has been ruining our lives. I got a cramp in my hamstring. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh, you're so weird.
I am. Fred calls so it weird. My diarrhea mouth or what have you. Let's get back to some emails. I really do have a cramp, though.
That's really strange.
I need a massage. Where's those women that massage the players? You know the women.
That's kind of sexist. I feel like some of them are men.
They are, actually.
All right, well, then why'd
Brady's
you say women?
Guy is a man.
Okay, then why'd you say women?
Because I would want the women to massage me.
And you're trying to not get in trouble with your wife by saying I'm sitting far away from you?
I think she'd be okay with me
getting a leg massage?
From a masseuse? Or whatever you call them, exactly. It's not like just some random person would be rubbing my leg.
Yeah, it's Lindsay. She's not
random. No, I didn't say her.
No.
I said the women who massage the players. You know, the professionals.
Yeah.
Although I'd rather have Jen Sturger. Was she the one that sued the Jets, or was that a different one?
I think she was.
Oh, but she sued him for something different.
Yeah, but she was in that masseuse area, I think.
No, I don't think she was.
No, she was in something was different. But they also got sued by their
the two
massage
people.
Yeah, there was a team masseuse that got
either way.
Two of them.
Yeah.
What do you think Brad in Maryland is thinking right now that he's on hold while we babble about, is it masseuse? Is it not a masseuse? Was it Jen Sturger?
He's thinking, should I make some Easy Mac while I listen to the show?
He's been on hold for almost 5 minutes.
Okay. Hey, Brad.
No, he's not on yet because do I click answer or hold? This is the first time I've ever done this.
You click air on the right-hand side.
Just air?
Yeah. Click air.
Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
Brad!
There we go.
Yes.
Andy.
I found the right button. You were my Virgin Comrex stack call on our Windows Internet Explorer. But now I am no longer a virgin. So what do you have to talk about today with
Lindsay, as much as you giggle and laugh, you are a godsend compared to No Socks and
See? I told you.
I'm sorry. I won't laugh as much.
You could not fail. You had terrible... terrible people ahead of you.
Okay,
the fans hated them.
If I have to laugh, I'm going to move away from the mic now. I'm just a happy person. I'm sorry.
Where were you last week?
I was in Fort Lauderdale, actually. I wasn't here. I was on vacation.
Well, couldn't you have flown her in, Andy? Come on,
They should have called. I should have called
so,
in.
So now are we saying, via vote of Brad and maybe some emails, that we want Lindsay to be our permanent fill-in when the PFW boys can't be here?
And the Patriots' most interesting man.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good show.
Yeah.
That would be a very good show.
I mean, I could see Lindsay talking about donkeys and other animals.
Lindsay actually really likes donkeys. She saw a show in Mexico once that really moved her.
Yeah, I did.
Brad, is that all you called in for, was to praise Lindsay, or do you have football?
No, I also was wondering why you were trying to personally deep-six the show today.
That's just what I do when I'm in this chair. That way I never have to host too often.
I was going to say, I think... If Fred was listening, he'd be absolutely breaking lacrosse sticks right now.
He has an iPhone, and as I've said in the past, the app works really well to play our show, so he could be listening.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Now, do you have your long pole out, Fred? What? It's a lacrosse term. Get your mind out of the gutter, Brad.
It's just the tip, okay?
That Lindsay said that, not me. That was Lindsay.
Okay, back to your off-season needs.
Yes.
I don't see, for the same reason that you were saying you don't see outside linebacker, whoever you were just gabbing about there before the break, as being a fit, I kind of feel the same way about Sidney Rice.
I do. I'm not a Sidney Rice guy because he's going to get a ton of money. And some people think talent-wise, he could be a Moss-like playmaker. The problem is, he's had one great season in the league.
Well, and he's that same 6 foot, 6 foot one, you know, he's not the 6 foot four, 6 foot
right.
five guy.
Right.
And you look down through the ages, you know, it's those guys that make the big plays down the sidelines. Why? Because the throw doesn't have to be perfect, and they can just go up and get it.
By the way, Sidney Rice is 6'4", according to his NFL.com bio.
Do you think he looks 6'4" when he plays?
No, but...
He always runs short. He's always crouched down. You know, look at somebody like T.O. or Ocho or Randy Moss.
Yeah, but Steve Smith makes plays down the field, and he's short.
Steve Smith breaks his arm playing flag football. Hey, is it Sidney Rice or Percy Harvin with the migraines?
Percy.
Okay,
yeah,
Percy,
Sidney Rice has the bad hip.
Yeah. What about Malcolm Floyd?
I am a big Malcolm Floyd guy. The downside with him is he's a little old at this point.
But
not old, but I mean for long-term production. He is going to, I believe, turn 30. Yes, he's going to turn 30 in August, and he's never really been even close to the guy.
Okay, but wait, think about who he's had to deal with, though.
Phillip Rivers, pretty good quarterback.
Pretty good quarterback, but that was a team that always centered around LT.
Right.
It was run it three times and then throw it once.
And Gates, you're right.
And you had Gates as your third down short guy.
No doubt that the receivers were secondary options in that offense.
Exactly. He was a run 30 yards, and if nobody else is open, I'll chuck it to you.
But that's the one problem, is I think that's what he is he's a guy that's just going to run down the field. And I'd be scared for that reason what he would do here, where they would ask him to do more than that. They're not just going to say, you're Randy Moss. You're going to, quote, take the top off the defense. He's going to have to prove that he can run more routes than that. Or Tom, why are you laughing?
Because I'm thinking of the song.
What song?
One Clap.
Good Lord.
Sorry.
And I'm the one who's trying to deep six this show? This is your new favorite.
I'm sorry. It's like, take the top off the defense. You know what I'm talking about.
By the way.
That part in the song. It's catchy.
What is our biggest fear going into this season, Andy, is that the Jets gave everybody the blueprint as to how to stop the Patriots.
Yes.
And that is jam everybody at the five-yard line and make Tom find somebody that can actually catch the ball going deep, because Randy's no longer there.
And that's why the secret weapon is... My candidate for a breakout season, Taylor
Brandon
Price.
Tate.
No, Brandon Tate is not my candidate for a breakout anything. I've given up. I've moved on. Taylor Price is going to have a breakout season.
I don't think Taylor Price is a speed demon.
He's very fast. He ran a 4.41, I believe. Just pulled that one straight out of my
mouth. Yeah.
No, I really believe he has elite speed. I'll Kevin, when you get a chance in there, when you're not teaching an intern how to run the board.
He still has the intern with him from Tuesday?
Is this
no,
the
we
same
have a
intern?
New intern?
Different intern.
A different intern.
Right
yeah.
now we have a 2-2 female to male ratio in the studio. I don't think that's ever happened before.
I was going to say,
like,
I can
date.
See why Andy's going on breaks every 5 minutes with his hamstring.
Relax. My wife or Fred
Andy?
Could be listening. Can you give me Taylor Price's 40 time? Should be able to find it from the combine. I believe he ran like a 4.4 at the 40 at the combine. He's very fast. Very versatile. I think the whole red shirt year, he's past that. He knows the offense now. He's comfortable in New England. I'm telling you, 40-plus catches and 5-plus touchdowns for Taylor Price.
Well, I have no problem with that. I'm glad that we picked him. I don't have a problem with who he is. I'm afraid he's not going to have the respect factor.
Well, he won't, but that might help.
Yeah, but only for the first couple weeks.
Right, and then once he gets the respect, it opens up the defense a little. So you win early by throwing in the ball when he doesn't have the respect, and you win late because he has the respect, and you get some other guys open like Rob Gronkowski over the middle.
Well,
perfect plan. Thank you.
You know I'm a big G-Force fan. As a matter of fact, we're headed to Maine next week, so I hope to be able to pick up a Pats jersey and bring it back here and put my G-Force lettering on it.
4-4-1, Andy.
441, Lindsay says.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, wait
you.
A minute. Can somebody refresh my memory what Andy just said a couple minutes ago about Taylor Price's 40 time?
441.
That's why I'm
you
the draft
four,
guy.
Said 411.
No, I said. The only person who ever
I'm
came close
to
that was
you,
Bo Jackson. 441. That's why I am Mr. Draft and Eric is not. 441.
Well,
2 years ago, I knew Taylor Price.
Here's the thing. You've been really sexist so far on the show. You're talking about
this
only,
show?
Only female masseuses. And then you're like, hey, Kevin, can you get me Taylor Price's 40 time? And like, I'm, what the heck am I? Diddly squat? I'm sitting right here. I can look it up in 30 seconds.
Always, no, you gotta remember, Kevin's the monkey behind the glass.
He's gotta do something.
That's what his job is to jump when they say jump.
I gotta tell you, I think the worst mistake he's making,
better.
Training someone else to do his job. That makes him replaceable. Get out.
Like, no, where are all the sound effects? This is garbage.
He's really teaching her.
I think, Andy, I think that if we don't get somebody to stretch the field, it's going to be impossible to get it to Gronk, who I think can be the big breakout. Even as good a season as he had this year, I think you're looking at somebody that could easily get 15 touchdowns.
I agree with you.
That if we can just get somebody to stretch one side of the field and then have Welker and Branch on the other side of the field, there's no way you're going to be able to cover Gronk with a linebacker one-on-one. And I think he could just absolutely become a Ben Coates of the 2010-2020 decade.
But at what cost? That's the issue. I mean, you're going to have to invest. And
well, but I don't think you – I think a Floyd, I think you could get him for a couple million dollars a year.
But do you want to spend that much money on him? And B, is he the long-term answer at his age? That's my only concern.
He's 30.
Turning 30. Yeah.
You sign him to a 4-year deal. He's going to be all of 34 in his last year.
Between the age and the questions about if he's an all-around receiver in this offense, I would have my concerns. He's not an elite guy. He's
a
second-tier guy.
But I only need him to run 30 yards. Just like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, that sounds good on paper, but you only need Brandon Tate to run 30 yards, and he's not capable of doing it and helping the offense.
I think Floyd has a better reputation than Tate.
Well, he obviously does, and part of that came against the New England Patriots in what I like to call the Delta O'Neal game from
exactly.
a couple of years ago. But I'm all for Floyd. I just wonder where the bidding would go with him and how much I'd be willing to pay.
I wouldn't want to go $4 or $5 million a year for him.
Yeah, I would not either. If you're right. If I can get him at something that's in the high 1.8, you know, something like that, I probably would do it because I do think that'll be a key on this offense this year because of what you said about the Jets and people kind of figuring out the underneath and intermediate game. But I wouldn't break the bank because I still think the biggest issues on this team are on defense and in the pass rush and in that area.
But we've all discussed to death that there isn't that superstar outside linebacker coming into free agency this year.
Tom Bailey, Lindsay's guy.
I don't see him as our answer.
Why?
I don't think he's tall enough.
He did it. He did it in the Romeo Crennel system.
No.
With Andy Studebaker out there in KC.
Yeah. But he played against who? Two
Jags.
Games against Oakland.
Yeah,
two games against Denver. You're not talking two games against Baltimore, two games against New England.
But luckily when he comes here, he'll get to play the Bills twice a year. And, you know, every team has bad teams on the schedule. I just think because he's proven it in the system for Romeo in Kansas City, I know you'd have to give up a lot to get him, and that's why there's probably a very minimal chance you'd ever see Tom Bailey here. But I think that intrigues me more so than trying to convert a guy like Ray Edwards or convert a guy like Kiwanuka or some of these other names that are available. Ali, you know, has done it in a very similar scheme. That's why I'd like Matt Roth, because he did it in Cleveland for Mangini. He did it in Miami for Nick Saban a little bit, I believe. So there's some proven nature there.
But is Roth a big upgrade over Ninkovich?
No, he's a body.
Right.
He's just adding a body, and if Ninkovich doesn't work out, you try Roth. If Eric Moore was a flash in the pan last year, you try Roth. He is just a guy to have so that Kyle Arrington isn't rushing the passer midseason.
So are we basically saying that Tully Vantakane is a camp casualty?
No. He's a situational player. He's a rotational guy. Will not get cut, I don't think. I don't think you have enough bodies. I don't see how you could cut him. I mean, I'm of the belief, Markel, wow, you're giving me the wrap it up. You're getting dun, 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 the music on your Emmy speech. I dropped you, Brad.
Aww.
But it's a solo show. Well, no offense to you. It's a two-man show.
Wow.
If we go any more than 5 minutes on a phone call, I think we get backlash from everybody
else.
Well,
especially with Brad. He tends to get ripped a little bit. But I thought he brought good football to the table.
But I was trying to let you know that Price's 40 time was 4.33.
And I'm
going
to have to let you know that She did a Google and found a different number. But either way.
And my number matches Andy, so he's obviously going to say that mine is
then
the correct
right,
one.
But
mine was from like a weird combine.
But I just pulled mine out of my memory from 2 years ago. I'm absolutely stunned it was right.
Yeah.
But either way, 4.41 or 4.33, he's fast. He can get down the field. That's very good NFL speed, or 4.33 is elite NFL speed. I think Taylor Price is going to be the breakout guy. We got to get to some emails here. Am I talking fast?
That's why I was trying to push you toward the emails, because we get.
Did you just turn the board over to?
I did.
Her.
Her name is Rachel.
Do you know how to talk to me?
You do.
Oh, I put her on the spot.
No, she'll figure it out.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Rachel.
This is Rachel from.
Burlington.
University?
No, Massachusetts. LaSalle College. LaSalle College.
Okay. Easy on her, Andy. Easy.
Yeah, be nice. It's my
first
time.
You're doing a fine job. Do you know how
to
do a drop?
Yes.
Drop something funny right now.
Oh, gosh.
You're really hurting her.
I don't remember what I'm supposed to hit.
Okay,
first.
Forget it.
I'm sorry.
Kevin doesn't do funny drops either.
Just
don't worry.
Make like a funny.
He's failed
make
for
a funny
like
noise
a year now.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Wah,
wah,
wah. She made a fart noise. She's better than you already. Okay, I'm going to get to the emails now. I don't know what this is. This is from TG and NJ. A 2-2 ratio in the studio. Good thing Squidward isn't there. You would be in the minority, Andy. Ha! It's because then it'd be three girls to two guys.
Mm-hmm. Good old Squiddy.
A lot of estrogen.
I gotta go get some Squiddy.
Isn't that what
drops.
Women have? Estrogen?
Yeah. I'm not entertained by you right now, Andy.
She's not happy. She got her sandwich and she's still
she's
not happy.
She's been mad. When was the date when your fame was squashed and the guy said, I don't know you, but I know Andy Hart. When was the date of this? A couple weeks ago? Before you went to Fort Lauderdale?
And this was at the Pontiac dealership?
I can't even remember. That's how unimportant it was to me.
Oh, yes. Except
well, that's like
really
the story Paul
you.
Told about going into that sandwich shop one time and the guy knew who he was and Paul was like stunned.
Oh, we're big. We're
befuddled.
Huge.
Remember when my doctor said, are you the Andy Hart?
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
No, he didn't.
I got ultrasound.
You got to see Andy Hart's colon.
Ew.
No, he was looking at something else.
What was he looking at, Andy?
Now she's trying to make the show dirty.
I don't know if we want to get
I'm here being normal talking about my pancreas
up.
Or something,
he
and she wants me to talk
Andy,
about...
Andy's had a funk, Lindsay. I don't know. It's not a joking matter. He can't eat buffalo chicken,
I have
one
issues.
Of his favorite things.
Digestive
can't
problems.
Drink soda anymore.
You should see my uncle. He's a butts and guts doctor.
Oh, boy.
What's a butts and guts?
I don't know.
What
a gastroenterologist?
Yep.
Butts and
but
guts.
But poor Andy
doctor.
Can't even eat what he wants to anymore, so we don't like to bring this up because...
I used to eat a chicken parm calzone every Tuesday and Thursday
that's
on the
healthy,
show.
That's healthy, Andy.
I haven't had
well,
one
buffalo
now
chicken was another one of your standbys.
Buffalo chicken.
All
now
great
I get
stuff
like
you like.
Tuna.
Hold on. Do you guys have a Kleenex? I'm really sad for
you. Oh,
Andy.
My goodness.
I actually looked for one.
I bet
one,
you your
so
mechanic
did.
Knows
this
because so he listens
this
to me
so
and loves
upsetting.
Me.
Where are you from?
I think everyone knows where I'm from.
Well, not everyone, clearly, because I don't.
Well, actually, the guy that said,
Pittsburgh.
Who's the chick?
But I didn't think you were from there originally, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just worked there.
She's a Steeler.
Born and raised from the Berg.
I don't know how
the
we feel about this
hey,
PFW
did you,
nation. But.
Hey, did you go to Permanis ever?
No.
With them? Because there was one in Fort Lauderdale, a block from my hotel, but they call it Permontes.
That's what Eric calls
so
it.
So weird.
That's what Eric calls
that's
it.
That's not what it's called.
Eric's pompous and changes the
and
pronunciation.
And both Fred and Paul said the same thing. They're like, oh, now overrated in two states.
Yeah, I believe they likened it to Subway.
Okay. No, it's not like Subway at all. And then, of course, Eric was like, haha, hope you had fun on vacation. Because he's trying to like suck up so that I'm nice to him, but it's not going
to
happen.
He's trying to flirt with you.
No, ew.
That's the bottom line. We need that as a mark tape.
Wow, mark tape on that, and that is going to leave a mark.
Do we have a vom?
She's being meaner than I've ever been on this show.
I'm going to get my mechanical pencil here.
Seriously, mark tape at 12:59 on the Bobble and Head show. She said, quote, ew, do we have vomit sound effect? That's going to leave a mark.
No, it's fine. Wait, can we play the new one? Remember the new one, Kevin? Your new ringtone?
Yeah, I sound like a man.
Yeah, do we have that?
The audio on it
I read emails here, or are you guys just going to screw around?
Let me answer Lindsay's question first. The audio on it was very low. I don't know if you had set it away from a microphone, or maybe the microphone wasn't turned
booth.
All the way up.
I was in the audio booth.
So I tried to jam it up as high as I could to make
okay,
it.
Never mind.
But I couldn't
we're
do
boring
it.
Everyone. Okay, Andy, emails.
You really were with techno mumbo jumbo talk.
Okay, and you were on the phone for 45 minutes, so let's
that's a good. That's a good
on.
Comeback.
With a caller to the show. That's kind of how talk radio works.
Okay, listen, in all due respect to Brad, you were rambling.
He was rambling.
No,
I
you
was,
were
no,
rambling.
You wouldn't let him talk.
Yeah, you don't let anybody talk. Why am I here?
Fight. You done?
Cat fight.
Done. To take good shots at Eric, apparently. Okay, well, list of priorities. This is from Adam Cook.
Hey, Adam.
His priorities, this is an email, so he can't actually respond.
But he's listening.
He
Duh.
Probably said, way hey. No. Do you know what that means? You're a Facebook, Twitter guy.
I'm not really sure what that means.
Way hey.
I don't know. Sounds like something Eric would say.
It yeah, sounds like it sounds way, very, it sounds like
it's a little
way,
it's a little fruity.
Sounds like something to do with
priorities. Way hey hey. Re-sign Mankins would be one. I agree with him. Now he's holding one headphone. How did you just become part of the show, by
yeah.
the way?
I'm trying to...
Trying to what?
Trying to facilitate a learning environment behind there.
Really?
We have more random visitors, but I'm just going to pretend. I'm going to be a professional. I'm just going to churn through these.
Let's go. Get to the emails.
After Mankins, which I agree with, I think that should be a top priority, depending on the cap and the money and the contracts and all that. Number two, I find very interesting. Undrafted free agent, outside linebacker, Mark Herzlich. I'm not sure I would put that number
that
two
one.
Of my priorities. And I know I'm going to be kind of a wet blanket here. I don't think there's a very good chance they sign him. I really don't. I think if they were going to sign him, they would have taken a chance on him with a late pick. And I think a lot of teams are just worried that he's...
Are you surprised he went undrafted? Completely?
A little bit, but I...
Did you think he might be Mr. Irrelevant?
I thought there was a... I thought there'd be a chance he'd go higher.
I thought that... I honestly did, too.
But...
So, wait, he's not interested in playing in the UFL or anything like
no,
that,
No,
right?
no. He did something to sort of renounce that opportunity.
I believe he was drafted. Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm shooting for the NFL.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. At the combine, I thought he did himself a disservice by saying, I'm back, I'm running full speed, I'm healthy. Because if that's the case, he's not. He's not back to the player he was when he was the defensive player of the year in the ACC. I'd still probably take a chance on him just because he's a very impressive guy, hard worker, team guy, you know, good camaraderie, whatever. And if by chance he's better in a year or two, maybe you stole a guy. I mean, this is a guy that some people thought could be a top 10 pick.
Right.
Top half of the first round. But I'm not sure I'd see it in New England. Three, outside linebacker Matthias Kiwanuka, sticking with the BC theme here.
Huh.
Skill level and rotational or potential starter. I actually printed him out as one of my guys to keep an eye on as we looked at the outside linebackers. And, you know, he's been surprisingly underproductive in the NFL. When I looked at his stats, I thought he was better than he is, apparently.
Really?
He was hurt last year, obviously. When he was off to a very good year, 4 sacks in 3 games, but only 3 sacks in 16 games the year before, only 8 sacks in his best year when he started all 16 games, 4.5 in 10 games the year before that, and 4 sacks in 16 games the year before that. He has only started more than 9 games once. 6'5", 265, certainly kind of has the height and the length and the size you'd look for in that conversion guy, defensive end, outside linebacker.
I know, but when you think about how Mike Wright led the team in sacks last season with 5.5, I mean, that's...
Despite missing however long he missed with the concussion.
How many games did he miss?
6, something like that.
That many, really?
Maybe not 5. I don't know. I'm not a numbers guy.
4?
4.1?
3?
He's another guy, and he might get some money somewhere, and I think he's a little bit overvalued. Athletically, I'd love to see him get a chance, but I'm not willing to invest to get Matthias Kiwanuka. His fourth, and again, this is Adam Cook. Wasn't he a finalist on Idol?
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert, and he won.
Wasn't there a Cook?
There was a Cook guy, David Cook.
Oh.
David Cook.
So this
is
a compilation of American Idol's finalists. Four would be offensive guard. Get some decent guard depth. I don't feel very comfortable with Connolly, and if Mankins leaves,
I like Connolly.
We're in real trouble. I like Connolly, but I'm not sure I love him as a player. He got absolutely abused by the Jets in the playoff game.
All right, one game.
Abused.
But he had big shoes to fill for a while there.
Literally.
He did a surprisingly good job all year.
Even Mankins had nothing but really good things to say about him.
I remember
when he first came back, he said, I wasn't worried, I knew more about him than anyone else did. That was a good summary, Andy, of what he said.
And the point.
Yeah, I know more about him, you know, and stuff, whatever. I don't know.
Relax over there. Don't get too comfortable. You're temporary here.
Hey.
You and him are temporary here.
I'm on the way out.
You can stay if you learn how to use that drop thing at some point.
Andy feels intimidated. I like it. Hey, don't get too comfortable.
I'm not intimidated.
I'm the big cheese here.
But
It's true. Ask your mechanic.
Oh, wow.
The Pontiac dealership.
To look under the hood?
I hate this game now. Why
Easy.
Did I bring this up?
You, okay, turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Five, wide receiver. This is a 7-point list, by the way.
Okay.
Five, wide receiver, a veteran outside wide receiver. I have high hopes for Taylor Price, like Andy does, that's me, in the deep threat role. But adding an outside receiver, not just a deep threat, but a balanced outside receiver, will help open up the middle. If Chad Ochocinco leaves Cincinnati, that would be entertaining. That would be interesting.
Yeah, because he and Belichick are buddies.
What was the Pepe and BB Epic was his tweet or something like that?
Love it.
And he also last week had a tweet. Somebody asked him something about how mad or will Marvin Lewis be the maddest person in Cincinnati if you're still there when the season starts or something? And he said, "No, I will be." Like he clearly just wants out. So I gotta think he's gonna be available.
Seems like a lot of people went out of that sinking ship.
Well, they were, as I don't know if you saw the ESPN magazine franchise rankings of all four major sports, and the Bengals came in at 122, dead last in all franchises. It's a joke. They have some talent. They've had talent over
Even
the years.
Their uniforms blow.
Oh, I don't mind their uniforms, and I don't know if we can say that on the air.
Oh, come on.
I don't say dirty words like that.
Right. Right.
I don't say blow.
She has
about
she has a
Lowe.
Whole Dropbox
but
full
she
of
doesn't know how
dirty.
To use it.
She doesn't know how to use it. She's determined over there.
She's pressing buttons, so I'm not responsible for what comes next.
She'll get it.
Oh, boy.
Six, trade Merriweather for a potential third or fourth round pick. Sure.
I like that one.
I'm all for trading Merriweather, and as much as we rip him on this show, he clearly still has some value across the league. He's coming off two straight Pro Bowls, and every time I see an offseason list talking about safeties, he's a top six, top eight. You know, players like him, Darren Sharper likes him. This guy,
I remember that list.
I don't see. I mean, there were times last year he was like the fourth safety on the Patriots when Page was back and Sanders and Chung.
I know.
Yes, that's disgusting. You have gum on your pen.
Ew.
Well, I'm doing a radio show here, though. If you could not gesture to me while I'm in
this sentence. I had a Merriweather question here.
What, I know he's your boy, so I don't want you to cry because we're thinking of trading him.
What's the bare minimum you would take for him?
Seventh round pick.
Really?
No, I don't know if I'd go that low.
I don't know.
That's
I don't think
low.
I would go
that low.
I would take, you know who he is to me? He's similar to Ellis Hobbs. He's a starting caliber NFL player who leaves a lot to be desired, but he can play. You can have him on the field in the NFL, and they got 2/5 for Ellis Hobbs, and I think they had to send something to the Eagles. Hobbs and something got you 2/5. So something in that range. If you got me a couple fifths or
a fourth,
something like that.
I think 1/4 would be adequate.
But
in my mind,
it would be interesting. Those are going to be interesting if anybody's willing to trade, boom, and then go right to training camp with a new player without all the OTAs and mini camps. I mean, I know it's not much different than free agency, but you're investing more than just money. You're investing that draft pick and that value. Be interesting.
I don't think there'd be too many tears shed either, from our fans at least, Andy.
Not from our fans. I think there'd be some tears shed in the locker room. I think he's a pretty well-liked guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
I think they probably see his warts as a player. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have eyes. You watch film with him all the time.
And I think he has to have got to the point now where you know what he is.
Right.
He's not still a project.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, he's a two-time Pro Bowl safety.
Have you guys heard his rap season? Song? Did you listen to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we played it on
we
the
listened
show.
To it.
It's not bad. Don't even tell
it's
me
like,
you don't think
it's
it
like
was.
A it's like a ballad though. It's not.
It's not.
It's not hard.
Oh,
I don't like it.
It's not gangsta.
I don't like it.
Oh, do you have that?
No.
I like.
Don't ask.
I love how I look in there and she just goes.
Don't ask.
Nope.
I like Brett Lockett's song much more.
I like Tully Bantakin's.
It has Brett Lockett's has a music video with it. You know.
Well, have you listened
when
to Tully's?
Not busy with Kim Kardashian.
I like Tully's.
I like Tully's. I'm a fan of Tully's.
I like Patrick Chung's mom's.
Easy.
It's a real thing.
Your
mom's Patrick Chung's mom was a. A recording artist.
Your
she has a reggae song. That's
your mom's
good.
Been
that's
getting
amazing.
A lot of action on the Facebook.
I don't care for that.
On the PFW page.
I don't know
page.
What that means.
No, she's a. We had a poll up there, and somebody
your mom's
wrote in.
Getting a lot of action.
Pretty sure moms and wives are supposed to be off limits.
Somebody wrote in like Andy Hart's mom as like one of the options.
Can they just clip that off right there? Andy, your mom's been getting a lot of action
on Facebook.
That's inappropriate.
On my face.
And finally, trade Butler for a later round pick. I'm trying to talk football, and all she wants to do is make out. You know what that's from?
No.
No.
You guys are so...
You're old.
From?
Billy Madison.
Oh. Yeah.
You never seen that?
I've seen it.
I haven't seen any movies.
I haven't seen it in a while, though.
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
We're on the radio, you can tell.
Sorry, yes, I have seen it.
See? And she's younger than both of you, right?
I don't know if I remember
she's
that
She's older than you
when
think.
He's in science class.
Okay.
Chlorophyll, borophyll, and he goes, I'm trying to learn, and she just wants to make out.
That's
I do love Adam Sandler.
Everybody should love Adam
he's
Sandler.
Amazing.
See, it's coming back. The younger generation likes it as much as...
She's not that young. She's like a year younger than me.
She's younger
24.
Than you. Yeah, she's old.
You act like old. You act like she's like 15. Like you're like the younger generation.
She's much younger than you.
By like what?
Here's where I can offend
you. I thought
you.
She was like 19, 20, like still
she
in college.
She looks much
no.
younger than you.
Yeah. She does.
That's harsh, Lindsay. You shouldn't take that.
I know.
Can you turn your mic up a little?
That's what I've been trying to tell her.
You got to paw it up.
Turn it up.
Oh, I thought you were saying turn it
no,
down.
No.
Oh, perfect.
I was pushing it up. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying turn it down.
Is this our first ever like teaching? PFW in progress.
Sort of is.
This is very nice. I like
it's
it.
It's not really, though. Nothing.
This is very
nothing
nice.
Has gone wrong. So.
That was my sexy radio
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, baby.
1-900. What was your name again?
Oh, God.
Rachel.
1-900-Rachel.
Call for a good time.
Wow.
Kidding.
She's
kidding.
Already more entertaining than you have ever been on this show.
That's a drop.
Okay. That was the end of Adam Cook's list. I thought it was pretty good.
Thanks, Adam. Lambert again, Cook. David.
Adam Lambert Cook.
American
David.
Idol.
From Brian the Fox in New Mexico.
This is actually Brian Lowe pretending to be someone else.
Does he spell his with a Y? No.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. Right. Stupid joke. Go ahead.
I know it was a stupid joke.
It's
I
a
was here. I heard
joke.
It.
You should teach her at least the.
She knows. Hit it.
Oh. Hit it.
Ooh.
That's big. That's her first drop.
Dropping.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
well done. Two of my favorite Patriots.com personalities. I'm loving the show. More laughter and giggles than ever. See, we're huge. Show's taken off. The Bobble and the Head show. On the subject of off-season priorities, I'm a little beyond wishing for free agents. The coaching staff will have their hands full with the rookies and second-year players, and bringing them together is my chief concern right now, especially with two rookie linemen who I'm hoping will end up starters at some point in the year. High hopes for Marcus Cannon, I know. By the way, I'd just like to point out, Marcus Cannon spoke with one of his local papers. He's finished up chemotherapy earlier this month and has kept his weight, 348 or whatever there, and he's hoping to be ready for training camp. And I said, and I was mocked on this show, that I expected Marcus Cannon to start a game this year. I said PUP and then start November, December. I think I'm still on track for that.
I do remember that game.
I think I'm still on track for that.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance.
You're also on track for buying me lunch, too.
I'll get your lunch.
Kevin, where's my lunch?
Right there. You have your little
I don't
sandwich.
Want this.
Elementary school Dagwood sandwich
know,
or whatever
I don't want
that
it.
Is.
I always pack lunch and then don't want to eat it.
Well, maybe you should pack something better than a hamburger roll with two pieces of salami.
Did you ever hear about our bet?
Is that what it is? Salami?
Yeah, it's salami.
With just a hamburger roll?
A lot of meat in that
roll.
With
white American cheese and mayonnaise. That's what I eat.
Ugh, mayo's disgusting.
Sorry.
Yeah, mayo is gross.
Can't take it.
Got to go Miracle-Whip.
What was your
mustard.
Bet? I just want a really good bet with two people, including Brian Lowe, which was a big deal.
We like to embarrass Brian Lowe on this
yes,
show,
we
so
do.
Go ahead.
I made a bet, a lunch bet, that the Buccos would take the series over the Red Sox. And
wow.
I didn't even have to wait till the third game to find out if I won.
I just realized you were talking about the Pirates. It took me a couple minutes. The Buccos.
Well,
that's
so,
what they call them.
Yeah.
Bucco Kilroy, Tampa Bay.
They're over 500 approaching the All-Star break.
This is not, despite what they think, Pittsburgh Football
All right,
Weekly.
That's fine, but I won the bet, and it was a pretty high-stakes bet for me. And
what are you getting?
Yesterday I got lunch at Bar Louie from one of my coworkers.
Oh, impressive.
And Brian Lowe, maybe like a steak from Davio's or something,
nice.
You know?
Take
just,
him to the cleaners.
I'll decide.
To the
Andy,
cleaners.
Andy bet me that I wouldn't last 11 months here.
I think
really?
I said 12.
No, it was 11.
I believe I said a year.
It was 11.
How long have you been here? It's almost your Anniv, huh?
Almost. What? Almost for a year. I've been past.
Is
past
it life. With the abbreviations in the lingo?
It's no, true. That is all Eric Scalavino.
Girls
like
that.
No, that is Eric Scalavino to a T. When we were going out to watch a practice.
You and Eric went out?
No, we were going out
now,
to
where
watch
did he take
a practice.
You? Where did he take you?
Ew.
He took you to a practice.
He took
did he buy
me
an
to...
ice cream?
No wonder his love life's on the rocks. Hey, you want to go to a practice?
Real
with
big
me?
Spender.
Are you guys done?
We're done.
Okay, we're going out to practice, and he's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I forgot my binocs. And I'm like, your binocs?
He's trying to sound like you. He's trying to impress you.
He is trying
that's,
to impress
that's what he's
you.
Doing.
And so I always tell him.
Can I get another ew?
I always tell him you're.
He's trying to relate to you.
I always tell him, you Avi just think you're cool because you speak in a briefs.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really told him.
I did. Really told him.
We're really crushing him if he's listening to the show today.
I doubt he's
listening.
He's
gotten a couple of views.
You're going to have to queue those up for Tuesday, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not here on Tuesday.
This whole show is going to be just a giant drop.
This is the best of.
It's going to be a giant drop.
Can I finish Brian's email?
Yeah, I forgot what you were talking
about. Step all over it? Nothing important.
Go ahead, no.
Brian's talking. It's the email from Brian's.
I like Brian from New Mexico.
The Fox, he goes by. With that in mind, I'm just looking for some veteran free agents who will fill holes without rocking the boat, not holding out any hope for big-name receivers or pass rushers, personally. Personally, I think Price, Tate, and Cunningham will get a chance this year to sink or swim. Cunningham and Price, I have to think Cunningham is the guy with the most expectations in the second-year class. Because as much as Brad thinks Rob Gronkowski can improve,
I don't know.
If he's the same, people will be ecstatic.
Yeah.
He'll be a Pro Bowl type.
I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah.
But Cunningham, you know, people kind of read into when Bill had the comments at the draft about, you know, we have some good young players at linebacker. People kind of read into, oh, he's hoping for Cunningham to take that next step. I think it's a great sign that he played all of last year.
And I mean, obviously, by the lack of drafting a pass rusher,
yeah.
He thinks that a second-year Cunningham is better than a first-year a lot of those guys he could have taken.
Or he thinks that pass rusher's overrated and it wasn't worth the investment. And, you know, there's also been comparisons, people looking into Rob Ninkovich, comparing his stats to Mike Vrabel's stats in his first, whatever it is, 5 years in the league, and they're very similar before Vrabel got here and broke out and became a better player and a key player for this team. So, you know, maybe they have those types of projections. They do that a lot in baseball, you know, where they compare the similar career path to this guy and how they take off at certain points. And if they're holding out hope that Rob Ninkovich is going to be
Mike Vrabel,
despite he looks like him and the number.
Yeah, he could be a
twin.
The
whole story, right.
With the helmet on,
bit.
Running around?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think he does.
Well, I probably look like Andy Hart with the helmet on. What the hell can you see with a helmet on?
No,
nothing.
Your head isn't as big.
Can I take a shot? Will you get offended if I say something mildly offensive?
No.
My chest's bigger.
Wow.
Just kidding.
No, I
see,
think
I kind
he's
of
right.
offended her.
No, I think he's right.
He does have large
Yours
pectoral
is bigger
muscles.
Than Mary McCormick's.
No, as everyone Googles Mary
I think hers is bigger.
Whose?
I think Mary's is bigger.
How old is she?
Mary's pretty old. I was surprised to
She's
see.
She's a good, like, cougar, wife,
yeah,
MILF
that's the exact word. I walked into, you know, Paul Perillo's office the other day and saw his, and he goes, cougar, huh?
You saw Paul's?
No, I saw his picture of Mary.
I'm not offended because Andy has really enormous man boobs.
I do.
No, they're muscle, though.
No, they're just boobs.
I think they're muscle.
Now they're muscle.
Now he's feeling them.
About November, they'll be boobs.
This is getting awkward. He's feeling them.
He does a lot of push-ups on this show. I don't know if you're aware.
61.
And so
Fred's
30. He likes to get down at the end of the show and really kind of
bump it out
a bit.
Before I hit the beach for the girls.
Hey, what's your bet, Kevin, with Andy?
No, it was that I wouldn't last 11 months. That's what it was.
Oh, that's boring.
Okay.
Next.
That was boring.
I am boring.
Why am I getting emails from Kevin Collins?
No, those are Facebook
Oh, from Big Don and Callie,
yeah.
Via Facebook.
Yep.
Now, how do they go to Facebook? You tell them?
You basically
it's a group.
Log into your account, go up to the search bar, and you type in PFW, and it'll be one of the first things that
Just PFW?
Yep. You can type in PFW or PFW in progress. And
what about Pro Football Weekly? Do they pop up, too?
Do they have one?
I don't know if they
We're cooler than them.
This is from Big Don and Callie. Do you think the Pats will try to go after Robert Mathis? Can he play outside linebacker? Can he stand up and rush? I don't believe he can. He's short. Isn't he like 5'10"?
I don't know his height.
I'm pretty sure he's 5'10". Can you look? Lindsay, my
he's
dynamic
fast.
Co-host
I know
and
that.
Google Marvel. Could
I know
you
he's
look
fast.
Up Robert Mathis's height?
Yes.
I think he's 5'10 or 5'11.
I don't think that.
They like 6'4", so that's about 5 inches short.
5'10".
6'2". He's short.
Really?
He's short, yeah.
Yeah, that means
still
he's
not that short,
6'2",
though.
6'2", 245.
That's still not that
and
short.
And light.
Though.
Short and light.
Yeah, but he's built for speed.
Yeah, but they put a premium here on setting the edge against
I know.
The run. That's the if you can't do that, you can't play.
I know.
So,
different player. Different kind of player.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like Mathis and Freeney are like the dynamic duo, though.
Well,
I mean, they're not going to.
And I also fear that Freeney's the star. And
right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have another case of Adalys Thomas. Hey, we got the second guy, and he got here, and he's not as good as he was when he had the,
no.
the good guy with
right,
him.
Right.
Nope, you're right.
Now we have George in Winnipeg, who Paul Perillo can no longer call Lose-a-Peg because they're getting their team back.
The Winnipeg Jets?
They've already sold out season tickets, correct?
And they're already signing free agents.
Supporting their team.
Doing all that stuff.
Hi, Lindsay. L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
No, fail. Fail, Winnipeg.
S-A-Y.
That's wrong in two ways, right?
Isn't it S-A-Y?
Yeah.
We got a Y-Y. Have you ever had that clip? You should get that clip for you.
What?
I believe it's Belichick, maybe Charlie Weiss, but talking about the offensive formation.
Oh, XYZ. Okay.
We got a YY. We got a YY. You might have it in your.
Might have it in that truck.
Yeah,
you'll
need
never
that.
Find
I
it.
Need
no,
that.
No, no, no. Don't worry about it. It's a.
Don't worry your little head about
bottom
it.
Bottom of the bucket one. The reason the B-Lo and Friends show sucked was because nobody challenged each other, like I did when Lindsay said that Danny Woodhead is special and Reggie Bush is average. I challenged her. That makes for good talk radio, and she was not offended. She came back.
Just when you called her chest small, that.
I'm still not offended.
Okay.
Man boobs
you,
are not.
You've
that.
Got. Do you know how to play clips yet?
What are we playing?
Look for me saying that I have a small. Andy, small.
You should know.
Wait
I
for
got a
it.
Wiener.
See, she's got.
I have
a mom. I got a little wiener.
You what? Kevin?
It's sad, but sometimes when I have a little downtime, I'll come down here and I'll just run through all the drops so I know.
Oh,
how to
I thought
find
you were going to say something about.
He's got a small
else.
Penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
That's close.
He's like, because he's like, I missed the part about the drop-ins and I just heard the wiener part. He's like, I just get really sad. I just come down here.
Turn
sometimes
the lights out. Well, to be honest,
and when I think
the best,
about
the best
you.
Way to figure out what we have to use is to just scroll through
repetition.
Yeah.
I heard that I read this in a magazine. If you hold up your two, if your middle finger,
what
really
is this?
Measuring?
Yeah, what is going on here?
No, maybe I read. I don't know where
my
I
middle
saw it.
Finger.
Maybe I saw it on Barstool or something.
Thankfully, it's bigger than my middle finger.
No, if your middle finger, and if your index finger and your ring finger are like pretty much the same
I'm
size.
I'm hiding it until I find out what it means.
Are pretty much the same size. The yeah. closer they are to the same size, that means
mine are the same size, and my middle
that's
finger's
a good
a little
thing.
Longer.
That means you are blessed.
Yeah, Andy and I.
You're doing pretty close, but I'm not sure I'm blessed.
You're doing the Spider-Man thing.
I'm not going to pretend. I think I'm.
Can you approximately
tremendously
guess,
average?
Can you guess how many people just did that listening to our show?
Oh, a lot of people. Now you said index and ring.
Index yeah. and ring. The closer close. They are
it's
together.
Tough. Look at that. Look how close they are.
I feel like you're cheating.
Yeah, that's your middle finger, though.
Yeah.
Didn't you say middle and index?
Kevin just doesn't know what an index finger means.
Index finger.
No, this isn't. I thought this was it.
No, that's
now flipping us off.
Isn't your index finger your pointer finger?
Well, I'll just make them all really close so I'm tremendously blessed.
There you go.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure your index finger is your pointer finger.
Okay, can we
our producer agrees with me.
The middle finger then. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now.
Well, that's why Andy and I were like trying to figure out. Wow, you just swore.
She just swore. Wow. Brad, I have to disagree that I'm not the one who's deep-sixing this show.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I should probably give out webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com.
Or call us. We really want to hear from you. 508-298-0398 on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
That's a terrible jingle that we will not save. Do not mark tape.
Do not.
Delete immediately. The reason the blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Everybody went fakebook polite. Is that what people do on Facebook? Is they're polite to each other? They don't like.
No, we've had some spirited arguments on our Facebook page.
A lot of them,
you know.
Lindsay and I aren't afraid
me.
To challenge each other. That's why the Bobble on the Head show is going viral on the internet right now.
It's trending on Twitter.
John in Largo, Florida. Can we get out the infantile Andy and put the... I don't know. I can't say that word.
Probably not. Yeah. When in doubt, just leave it out.
Good call. Hey, Andy and Lindsay.
Hey. Who is this from?
Almost spelled right.
Who is it from?
Craig in Ottawa. Ontario.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig. Hey, Andy and Lindsay.
What's
it's great
shaking?
Having Lindsay on the show. She's too good looking for Andy to rip back.
Ooh.
I already ripped her like three times. I have to be an equal opportunity ripper.
That's,
right?
That's
no,
fair.
But you're not equal opportunity to anything else. Kevin, can you find me Taylor Price?
Didn't I assign you? Oh, you found her. Very good job on Robert Mathis. 6'2". Definitely need her on the show more.
Thanks.
The votes are coming in that she is now the fill-in.
I'm now taking place.
Ahead of B-Low and ahead of
I'm now taking Eric Scalavino's place.
That's an interesting poll we should also have. Should Lindsay replace Eric?
She's just so busy making great TV, though.
That's true.
Tough. It's tough. She's a tough one to book.
And putting on her makeup.
Once we get in the season,
it's
wardrobe changes.
Wins.
How many? Once we get rolling into the season, you guys crank out, what, 3-4 Patriots Todays in a day sometimes?
Yeah, and I do 3 other shows, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Kid show.
You're
All
in
Access.
Demand.
Speaking of the kid show.
I love the kid show.
Got an email today that somebody's shooting something as part of the kid show, some music group.
Need to Breathe? Is that part of it? I don't know if it is.
I saw a
press
release about
that. Need to Breathe.
I don't know.
One word, no spaces, all caps.
Yeah. I saw a press release about that.
I love the kids show. Because you get to see a different side of the players. They're funny.
I hear Orenberger kills on that.
Orenberger was good. Dane Fletcher was really good.
Yeah, he's really good
He was really good. Because I asked him who his favorite actress was. And he said, Jessica Biel. And I'm like, oh, really? Why is she your favorite actress? He's like, she's really good at what she does. And I'm like, oh, really? And that's it? That's why you like her? He's like, I don't know. I guess her personality. And I'm like, oh, have you ever met her? He's like, no, but, she seems really nice. I'm like, yeah,
I think I've told this story before.
I'm sure that's why you like her.
Jessica Biel went to Tufts while I was there.
Really?
For a while.
Didn't know that.
Graduate for like a year. Ran into her at, health services or whatever they call that. She looked terrible.
Well, she was probably sick, Andy, if she was at
I'm
health
services.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. High maintenance girl. She has to have her makeup on.
Cut her a little slack. She's, you know, she got the flu or whatever.
I may have deleted. No. This was from, Craig in Ottawa.
Hi, Craig. Oh, I already said hi.
Yeah, you did. Out of these players, we got a little game here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Out of these players,
is this for me?
Well, it's for the show.
Of course it's for you.
It's not all about you.
You are the show.
I bet it's secretly.
And your hot pink fingernails.
Look.
And top.
They don't match. They're different colors.
Oh, wow.
They don't match. I mean, I'm no fashion expert, but aren't they like a little like lighter? The shirt is darker.
I think they're pretty close.
Give
to
me a break.
They coordinate, but they don't match.
Oh, look.
All right, we're not looking at shoes and toes on the show.
She's got gladiator things going
when
on.
When you do a show with Eric, you can do all of this stuff.
Yeah, they can both paint each
no,
other's nails.
No, because
we'll
just
yeah.
talk about his Argyle for 45 minutes.
Ew.
Wow.
Okay, you ready for the game? Biggest
yeah.
jump this year.
Okay.
And wait till I complete the list before answering, please.
Okay, wait, I need to write these down. Ready, go.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding, go.
Eric Moore.
Okay.
Sergio Brown.
Okay.
Pat Chung. Jermaine Cunningham.
This is a lot. I thought you said there were three.
I never used the
you,
word
no,
three.
No, you never said that.
Jermaine Cunningham.
Okay.
Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
Taylor Price.
Okay.
Rob Gronkowski. Moore, Brown, Chung, Cunningham, Hernandez, Price, Gronkowski. I'll vote first.
I want to vote first. Okay. You're going to take mine. What does yours start with? Mine starts with an H.
Are you going to take mine? That sounds a little dirty when you
I
say
like
it that
no,
way.
It doesn't. Mine starts with an H.
Okay, then you're not taking mine. Because mine is Taylor Price.
Yeah, that's stupid. We already talked about this. We're not rehashing this on the show right now.
Okay,
no
so who's yours?
Hear.
Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez.
So what do you project from him?
I project that he's
0-11 season.
He's so good at yards after the catch. I think he's going to get into the end zone more, and I think it's going to be a little more balanced with him and Gronkowski
Give me
this
some numbers.
Year rather than just the Gronkowski show like it was last
Give
year.
Give me some numbers.
Some numbers? How many touchdowns did he have this past year? Do we know?
I'll say six.
Six? Really?
I'm just pulling that out.
I just think it's going to be, number-wise, I think it's going to be more even with he and Gronkowski. So
Gronkowski
I give
had
him,
a ton more touchdowns.
He had, like, what, 10, 11?
But Hernandez had more catches.
I think Gronk had 11.
So I think it'll be more even a lot with the touchdowns. I think he'll make
So you're expecting
jump.
Big touchdowns from Hernandez? The
I am.
Hip is healed?
I am.
And people won't figure out that he always cuts to the inside. Always.
No. See?
Watch the footage.
He's listening right now.
Always.
And he is going to start cutting to the outside.
I'm Maybe with you Ray on that. Lewis is listening.
I'm with you on that, Andy.
Taylor Price, breakout season. None of us said Jermaine Cunningham, which may not be good for the defense.
I don't like that Kevin just agreed with you.
No, I meant always cut inside.
Okay, then who's your pick?
Cunningham.
Why? Oh, the guy who doesn't know anything about football said
yeah.
Cunningham.
Why?
Good.
Why?
8 sacks this year.
Funny you should say that, because I made a bet with somebody who works for the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And that was the number. Over
say,
8, under 8. We got
say,
a lunch
I'm
riding
say,
on it.
I'm going to say 8, right on
a
the number.
Five guys
I
want to
have a bet with lunch riding on it. What do you want to bet, Andy?
Cunningham, over or under 8 sacks.
No, that's stupid.
Okay, well, we will think one up as I continue to read emails, because listeners
I
don't
bet
want
that
us to.
You will look very unattractive tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, I win the bet. Okay, I would like something from Tavolino's.
First of all, I will not even be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
so you won't know
how
attractive
you know
I
he's
look.
Gonna look like.
Thank you. You shouldn't be stalking me when I'm on vacation.
Because he looks unattractive every day.
That was the point. I got the point. I don't need it explained to me.
Well, Kevin did.
The dimwit in the room. Hey, Big Head, this is Dan the Bye Man, and sent from his iPhone.
Oh.
Which I wonder if it has a broken screen like mine does.
No, it probably doesn't, because he can see what
he's
typing.
Well, mine worked even when it was broken. You just
Couldn't
certain
see
areas
in
the
typing?
Lower right part didn't work. Very
okay.
Well. Hey, Big Head.
What's
glad.
It? Who's it from? Dan the Man.
Dan the Bye Man.
Oh.
Which is
so
what
he's
we
like
usually
Eric?
Call Eric on this show.
Yes, yes. Eric will be coming okay. by later.
Although I'm not sure. Forget it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Glad.
He's gonna be so mad at you.
Okay. Wow, that's another good one.
Really is.
And we weren't even talking, so you can hear it. Can hear
Glad
well.
Three Wise is in to help you out. Please show some love and respect so that she will show up more. Don't scare her away with your mediocrity.
Too
I
late.
Am not mediocre.
Too late.
I am a tremendous creep.
Thanks, Dan.
It's Kamani again. Andy, I'm loving this show. This is Kamani, who said he wanted me to take the rest of the year off.
Does he like the chick now?
Lindsay, your co-host is quick-witted. I could make a rhyme with that sentence.
Whoa.
And nice.
Big-witted.
No, we already not big, but we can go nice.
Oh, two slams.
No, no, no. He doesn't even listen.
No, I just went with something else. I think. Never mind.
I feel like he could use that excuse for anything in life. Oh, yeah, guys, I don't know.
I could have
I
come up
with
something,
something
else. I could have
All right,
come up with something
else
that rhymed.
Kevin.
Go ahead.
That's what I was alluding to, but not big, because we've already said not big, but we could say nice.
Okay.
Quick-witted and nice.
Okay.
You really do have
I'm not
to
gonna
explain
it.
Everything to him.
Nope. And nice knockers.
That doesn't rhyme, actually.
I'm not sure if you're new to this.
Next.
She's actually holding a pair of Hooters.
And she can see through Eric's BS. Bravo, capital letters.
Wow.
And can you ask your co-host if Eric does this move where when he talks to her, he'll change his voice a little so that it comes off as soothing? It's like his bedroom voice that he puts on subconsciously.
I think he just tries to make it deeper.
Kamani,
I'm
a little concerned that Kamani knows this. When does Eric do this?
He's in the bushes while they're out on their dates at practice.
Can I tell you guys something that really bothers me about Eric?
Continue.
On the radio.
So you're okay with that? Because he's sensitive, you know.
Totally fine. Because I already told him that I'm like not excited about this. He has a hat with his initials on it, like
yes.
that are kind of, it's kind of like Tom Brady's hat. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Except
what
he's kind of not Tom Brady.
I have not seen this hat. Have you, Andy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And on the back, it has Galvino.com.
Is it
I'm
a
like,
top
what is
hat
this?
Or is it a baseball
I don't know.
Cap?
It's his baseball cap.
It's
kind
an
of
E
the,
with an S that's like combined,
yeah.
like the way it's
like the
TV.
Brady thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's E.
Or like Tiger
somehow.
Woods is
yeah.
had the combination.
Except, you know,
so
they're
so
like
so
multimillionaires
so Eric,
who are great at their sport. And
Eric's
he's
branding himself is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea.
I know he sells art and stuff on the side. Are you into
that's
that?
That's good.
Are
I mean, yeah, good for him. I think that's great.
Do you like the artists, artsy type guys?
No, but I think that's great that he does that, that he has something, another
it's
passion
like an escape,
outside
yes.
of, you know.
Yeah, he's a very passionate man.
Rambling on the radio here.
Apparently Index, according to Gregory Libby II, is... Oh, that's Greg in the billing department, right?
Yeah.
is the pointer finger and the middle finger. So
okay.
mine are still close.
Okay.
Yeah, because your index is your pointer.
Look how far away mine are. That's good.
Mine aren't even close.
That's great. You have a small penis.
No, it's far away because I don't
have
one.
That's good to know.
I don't have one. They're super far away.
Because chicks would kind of scare me. Ken from Canton. When discussing Kiwanuka, Andy dismissed him because he never had a big year sacking the quarterback. He's still looking for another McGinnis and Vrabel. Roll eyes. Clearly he forgot that Willie McGinnis never had a 10-sack season. Quite sure that's accurate.
Yeah, me neither. He just got 4 sacks in that one playoff game. 4.5, I think.
And Vrabel only had 1. In fact, if you average his time in New England, he averaged around 5 per year. Yeah, I never said that they were elite sack guys. Ever.
Because our defense isn't a...
I don't think Belichick really wants that. I don't know why, but he doesn't look for a guy to get those monster sacks. Vrabel got all his in the 07 season when they were up like 42-0, and
which is when Tully
other teams had to pass. But I am looking at numbers. If I'm investing, if a guy never had good numbers, I'm not just going to assume that he's going to have him here or that he's going to be my guy.
I think of Willie as like a sack specialist, but he did have games where, like, for example, that Jacksonville playoff game, he had 4.5 sacks.
He had a knack for big plays, big times. It's why they were great, because they all did. Vrabel, Brewski, McGinnis, Harrison, Law, all those guys were money players.
Playmakers.
They never are going to go in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Well, Law, the debate maybe. Is of late that maybe, but.
Nose for the ball, nose for the
They were money
play.
Guys. When the game was on the line, they made the plays.
I agree.
Also, Wright had 5.5 sacks in just 7.35 games.
Oh.
Just project that out for a full season. That's clearly over 11 sacks.
Right.
Because 7.35 times 2 would be like 14.7. You add a couple more. 12 sack season.
That's pretty good.
He's another question mark. We don't know what we're going to get from that this year.
He could get hit in the head once and his career is over.
He's done.
I mean, he had a major concussion.
Because we all thought when that happened that there, you know, he could come back. I kind of expected him to come back.
And they did too. They didn't put him on IR forever.
And all of a sudden you heard, you know, the guy can't watch TV. He can't come in to watch practice and. That's not good.
In closing, Ken says, Andy Hart, more mouth than brains, more judgmental than judicious.
I like that.
I don't think it's bad, actually,
he's
Ken.
Adjudged to be judicious.
I think that should be your new bio on Twitter.
Oh, and the subject was, another reason Andy makes me embarrassed to be a Tufts grad.
Wow.
Apparently, Ken from Canton is
the Jumbos.
A Tufts grad. Ken Rosenthal, isn't Now, are they...
I don't know if I'm supposed to...
They're an
name.
Elephant, aren't they, Andy?
Jumbo.
Yeah.
Yabos.
But it's an elephant, though.
Yeah.
The mascot?
Yeah. It's the elephant from P.T. Barnum. It's the original P.T. Gotcha. Barnum elephant or something. They had its skeleton, and it burnt down in a fire. So now there's a concrete one.
Tragic skeletal fire.
It was. Really sad. Yeah, we're the Jumbos.
I'm bored.
Once named
Next.
One of the top 25 coolest mascots by Sports Illustrated.
Ew.
Really?
I'm sorry.
What this was, is so boring.
Where'd you go to school?
Kent State.
Golden Flash?
But I'm not sitting here talking
right?
about it.
Right? No? Yes?
Right?
Because no one cares about Kent State.
No one cares
Maybe
about
if it were in New England.
Barnum Elephant.
P.T.
And a
Barnum.
Skeleton.
Jumbo.
No one cares.
And when the football team doesn't yabos, you shorten it. You drop the jump and just bows. Hand in the air. You'll know
Andy
someday.
And his bros yabos. That's what he used to do. His frat house.
Next time Lindsay comes down to Fort Lauderdale, tell her to try out Las Patas. Best subs in Florida, hands down.
Where is it? Is it on Las...
I'm guessing
is
in
it
Fort
on,
Lauderdale.
Is it on Las
since...
Olas? That's where I was. Everything's on Las Olas.
What are Olas? Eyes?
It's this street.
No, Ojo.
It's like, you know, down in South Beach when we go down to Miami?
Let me Google
Collins that. Ave, the big road. No?
Isn't it A1A?
Well...
Yeah, A1A is where I stayed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where we stayed with the team this year, too.
No.
It was tremendous. We went a little walkway over the road, swimming.
Nice.
Swimming. I'm looking up Olas. It means...
Did you take Fred Kirsch? What was he doing? The backstroke.
Wave.
We were all swimming. It's where we met Gary Guyton's young cousin.
It means cool. Wave. Wave.
Oh, okay.
She's just having her own sweet.
Or it means a sudden violent commotion.
Okay, can you stop?
Sorry.
You're really dragging the show to a halt. You'll be... now I'm having computer problems.
Sorry, I'm not
talking Webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com.
Or call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398.
Eric may have a terrible bed voice, according to Kamani, but she has a terrible jingle voice.
I have a good singing voice, though. I really do.
And unfortunately, she's going to be the voiceover on all those PAs that we do.
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm obviously joking around.
You have a good singing voice? Eric claimed he had a good singing voice, so he sang for us. Why don't you sing for us a little bit? National anthem, please. Go.
No, I don't want to sing that.
I want to compare it to Eric.
You can sing it at a rev game.
You really do have a lot of similarities with Eric.
That's weird. Stop.
You do get a...
Well, it's more weird for him than you.
I am a good singer,
Although your index finger is far
to,
apart from
I used to win a lot of like talent competitions.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
so
what else
you
can you
here?
Do other than singing?
What is it?
Would you like tap dance or anything?
No, I just sang, and I dressed up as the Statue of Liberty, and I sang God Bless the USA.
Wow.
I swear to God, I was like five. There's like a picture of it online. Everyone could go find it if they want.
Lindsay
it's
Petrucci,
great.
God Bless the USA.
It's great.
Look it up and
it's
post
great.
It for everybody to see.
It's great.
Quick game. Guess which player... tweeted this.
Look, here's the picture. You see it? It's amazing.
How did you cue that up?
It's in like black and white too.
Look.
How did you cue that up within like 5 seconds?
Because it's like if you Google my name, it's like up there.
Yeah, she's that famous though. Yeah. Quick game from strippers.
Hey, strippers.
Guess. Keeping your options open. And...
have to be nice, you know. Don't want to burn any bridges.
That's true. Guess which Patriots player tweeted this. Abs are banging from that ab circuit from yesterday. I'm going with Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. Now, that's the obvious answer.
Answer below. I'm scrolling down.
Oh, no, no, wait. Let me guess. Can I have like 2 seconds? 2 more seconds? 1, 2. I
good
guess.
Good radio.
Dead air is very good.
All right,
radio.
Sorry. I don't know. I was going to say Gronk, but that's too obvious. It's not Gronk.
Kyle Love.
See, I told you it was a very.
One of my favorite players on the team.
One. Yeah. Can I eat this sandwich?
Eat it.
We eat during the show all the time.
Well, okay.
When Kevin provides us with lunch from listeners.
Yeah, Kevin.
He dropped the ball today.
What the heck, Kevin?
Jessica Biel body better than Brooklyn Decker, according to VIP Strippers. Strippers has this thing. He doesn't care for Brooklyn Decker. Are you familiar with Brooklyn Decker?
Is she familiar
Absolutely.
With Strippers, though?
Yeah.
Lindsay is? Yeah?
Yeah, they're friends on Twitter.
Okay.
Why is...
He doesn't
the big
think...
The question is, why is Decker dating Andy
Roddick?
Roddick.
He's kind of a loser.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's got a big rod dick.
Whoa.
That's
See, she liked it.
I did like
it. John in Largo, Florida. Okay, try this one. Can we get out? Oh,
we already read that one.
He's the one who didn't want me. Wow, Triple Y drops a Fred and swears on the air. Nice. Let her talk more, Andy. Let's see what else she
I'm
drops.
Sorry.
Mark tape, TJ and NG.
Let's see what else she drops. I like
it. Questions for PFW. Hey, digging the whole Lindsay-Andy show today. Here's 3 questions. This time there are 3 options.
Okay.
Last time there were more than that. I can't believe you have that sandwich. That's
good. like
it's a sad looking sandwich.
It really is. It reminds me of elementary school.
Yeah.
And they called it, I think, a Dagwood, and it was just like nothing on a hamburger roll. And you're like, this sucks.
Yep. Unsatisfied.
Yeah.
I made it in 5 minutes. No big deal.
Did you now? Did you have snack packs in elementary school as well?
No, I want my snack pack. No, I usually bought lunch.
Andy's a big snack pack guy.
I have them now.
I have all
those things now because if my you go wife to his buys desk, for the kids.
If you go to his desk, you'll see a whole bag full of like snack packs.
But those are all
treats.
Kids stuff, and when
Chewy
I go
bars,
in the closet, I just take.
How many
peanut
kids
butter
do
crackers.
You have?
Two.
Do they like you?
They love.
Wow.
Me. How many kids do you have?
That you know of?
Zip zero.
Yeah.
What? That I know. I'm a girl.
That you
Kent
put up for
a wild time, I hear.
From who?
There's a show. I didn't know I was pregnant or whatever.
Oh, there is. 16 and pregnant is another one.
Yeah.
Look at her mouth is full.
Easy.
It is. She's chewing.
All right. You need to get out. You're going to get us in trouble. Turn your mic off. Are you ready for the questions from Steven?
Uh-huh.
Travis Air Force Base in California. This is where Eric would say, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
That's all the military guys.
Thank you for your
service. Wow. Something that didn't elicit an ew that Eric does.
Round of applause.
Big day for him. Do you think Randy Moss could go to the Chiefs to rejoin Matt Cassel? No.
I don't think so.
No.
They got the Dwayne Bowe show.
Where do you think Randy Moss is going to go?
Potentially home.
Home, yeah.
I think so, too.
I mean, he could be out of the league. Maybe he'll get a call from some team whose wide receiver blows his ACL mid-October or something.
Right.
I think there's
so
a chance.
So you think the Jets thing is no?
Yeah, I think that's smoke, no fire.
Interesting. Because I could totally, even if they thought he couldn't contribute, I could totally see them signing him just to.
But he could be so disruptive, and it could be a pain in the butt for them. And I think there's a chance he doesn't play. Imagine that. T.O.'s could be out. Moss could be out.
Could be great.
Even Ocho could be out.
A lot less yapping.
Yeah, but they're stars. See,
T.O.'s they were stars,
pitching
Andy.
A sitcom. Trying
I
to
did
have
see
own,
that.
About his life, basically, and he
wasn't
wants to act.
Wasn't that kind of
in
the T.O. show? But it's
well, this
the
is going to be show? Like a more of a.
No, I don't like
you
the
know,
T.O. I like the T.O. show, not the T.O.
You
show.
You don't like
the
T.O.
show?
No,
I didn't watch either.
I love the T.O. show. It was awesome.
Are you a big reality TV fan?
No,
are you
not
part
really.
Of the show?
Not no. really.
Why are you asking questions?
Just curious.
Two, from Steven, Travis Air Force Base, California.
Hey, Steven.
You like to say hi personally? Get
yeah, I think that's nice.
Are you flirting? Are you looking for a lady friend? I mean, a guy friend? Either or. We're
just move on.
We,
you ruined
show,
that one.
We are
you totally
to...
ruined that one. Just move on.
Why? You have, I mean.
Just move on. You
lesbians
ruined.
Lesbians are cool, too.
You already ruined the joke.
Some
so...
of my best friends are lesbians.
Really?
No.
Can you stop harping?
Remember who
Can
said
you
that,
stop
though?
Harping on your mistake?
What's his name? The manager of the White Sox. When he got in trouble for ripping. He's like, some of my best friends are lesbians. I go to WNBA games.
Yeah.
He really did. That
I
was his like
that.
Justification. Who do you think? What was that popped up on my screen over here?
It was a possible flash from a phone call that went away.
Andy, have you ever used a computer before?
No, not this thing. The Comex Stap IP version 3.0.
He did very well, though.
Yeah, now I know how to do it. Air.
Continue.
Ringing. Ringing in there, Rachel.
Who is... Someone's calling us?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Two. Probably somebody to rip us for a terrible show.
Oh.
Who do you think would win a wrestling match? Gerard Mayo or Patrick Chung?
Mayo.
I think Mayo, too.
Chung's kind of, like, scrappy, though, you know? Like, I bet he would get, like, feisty with it.
But I just think... I think Mayo's really athletic,
mm-hmm.
so he'd be able to kind of keep up speed-wise, quickness-wise.
Yeah.
And I think once he got a hold of Chung, it's over, because he's...
That's true.
...pretty big.
That's true. What's the third question?
Three, would you rather have a flying car...
Ooh, I like these questions.
...or
fun.
A self-driving car like Google has made?
Flying car. Because you could go over all the traffic. Driving car, you still would have to... Or a self-driving car, you'd still have to sit in traffic.
Would you go up in a car that you could fly yourself?
Absolutely.
Really?
If it was just, like, right above the other cars in the road, you know?
What about traffic? There would be flying car traffic, too, like the Jetsons.
No, but the question doesn't say everybody else would have one.
No, but they're making them.
They're making
Google
flying
has
car.
Made
they're
a
making
self...
flying cars.
Yeah, MIT
flying
has
flying cars.
The wings fold up and it fits in a garage.
Well, I just want to have one. I don't want anyone else to have one.
Uh-oh. We're going to leave him on hold for just a minute cuz he tends to be cranky and he's going to rip us.
Who is it? Who
Anthony,
is it?
I'm going to read one more email before I come to you and you have to take this time to settle down a little bit and be nice to us because it's July.
I'm scared.
There's a lockout.
He wants to fight Eric though.
It's
so
a vacation week.
Oh, that's
good. He thinks so. Oh. Is this the return of ping pong?
What?
Our friend. We had a friend who, a young kid down the Cape, who called himself ping pong.
Really?
And then he disappeared for like
A long time.
Okay, well, what does he say?
This email has signed Ping Pong.
Oh.
Dear men of PFW and Eric. I don't know if you're aware with kind of the
And Lindsay.
Show. Well, but what they do is they always say, dear men.
And Eric.
And Eric.
Yeah,
and Eric gets
one.
Mad and tells them to go F themselves.
Thanks,
he wanted to fight
thanks,
little
Captain
kids
Obvious.
Before. I just wanted to explain it to you. Lindsay is here today, so it's dear men of PFW and Eric and Andy. I mean, and Eric and Lindsay.
Andy just called me a man, so I shouldn't be laughing.
I recently,
called himself
that's true.
A woman.
I recently read an article stating that the Patriots might be interested if Mike Vrabel, he is a free agent once the lockout is lifted, although Vrabel is old, I believe that he could potentially still have a little juice left in the tank, and if nothing else, he could give the young defense some much-needed leadership. Also, he could help coach give tips to the younger, less experienced outside linebackers. What do you think of this? Do you think the Pats would bring him back for round two? Keep up the great work. You are all awesome, except no socks because he blows. I don't think you will see Mike Vrabel return. I watched a little bit of Chiefs games last year. I'm not going to pretend I watched them all the time. He looked done.
He was kind of a non-factor.
He played a lot, but he was just like two steps behind everything.
Definitely every down player, but he didn't make any plays.
And I'm not sure they need leadership. I think Mayo has taken over that group.
Lindsay loves
I love
me.
Listening to Kevin talk. He was kind of a non-factor, Andy.
Now, do you think she's laughing with you
she's
or
laughing
at
me.
You?
She's yeah. laughing at me.
Okay, just
yeah.
Sure. I think, I don't think you'll
she's
be
she's crying
Mike
now. Look what you
did.
You
need to hold it together
she's
to
gonna
answer
pull it
the
together.
Question. Do you think Mike Vrabel could come back to the Patriots?
Absolutely.
Really?
No, I just want to disagree with you guys.
If you're not going to be serious,
make
I don't
your
think
case
I can
then.
Have him on the show. starting to wonder. Oh, wait, I should probably go
He's
to
getting offended.
Anthony, my good friend Anthony in Naples, who tried to pretend he was Italian for the longest time, but we now know is truly Portuguese. Anthony, how are you?
Hi, Anthony.
First of all, I never tried to be Italian. You guys assumed that I was Italian, and I told you from the get-go.
I don't remember that.
I wasn't.
You didn't tell us till recently, or at least I wasn't listening until recently.
No, I don't know. You guys said it again about being Italian, and I corrected you again. I'm like, I'm not Italian.
Okay, well, what do you got for us today? Are you loving the Bobble and the Head show today with Andy Hart and Lindsay Three Wise Petruni?
Oh, I thought it was renamed. I wish I had an AK-47 to the head show.
See,
really?
I told you he's an angry man.
Really?
He's always ripping people.
That's pretty harsh, sir.
And I just started listening maybe about 15 minutes ago, and I was like, good Lord, has this been a whole like hour and a half of this?
No, it was much better in the beginning. Go back, rewind.
Yeah, rewind.
Really? Was it better? Yeah, like, Lindsay wasn't angry? She seems very angry and hostile.
She is a little hostile. I think
she has. I didn't get to eat my lunch. That's why.
Anthony,
Kevin didn't order lunch today.
She's taking over for Eric.
Yeah, she's playing the role of the pent-up sexual frustration person on the show today.
Oh, wow.
No, she just sounds like a person that doesn't want to be there.
No, wow. I think she's having fun.
I am having fun.
Oh, all right.
Now, do you think we're taking a poll? Is she better or worse than B-Low and No Socks?
Well, I only have 15 minutes worth. I'm going to have to listen to the whole show, so I'll hold on to my answer for that one.
Okay.
But so far, it's not looking good.
Oh, wow. First vote of you being worse than B-Lo and No Socks. He's a bit of a sexist, though, so that could be part of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Who's that?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah,
why do you,
you
say that?
Portuguese.
Ooh.
First of all, why do you say I'm sexist? What have I ever done to be sexist?
I don't know. I think you proved it once. I don't recall.
Just because I hate on Eric doesn't mean I'm sexist.
That's true. You don't like women. You've been ripping Eric for a long time.
Hey-o.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what do you got football-wise today? I don't want to ruin the show.
Honestly, I had nothing. I figured since this was a show of nothing, I might as well call
You're not contributing.
Nothing.
Okay, well, what are you doing right now?
I was listening to the show, but then I'm pretty much calling you guys.
So were you listening on your iPhone?
Actually on the computer.
Oh, okay.
It's a rainy day here in Florida.
Wait, where are you in Florida?
Naples, I already told you.
Naples.
Oh. What did you eat for lunch?
Oh, Jesus.
What did I eat for lunch?
It was like an
hour
ago.
I haven't eaten lunch, actually, yet.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Pools don't get cleaned in the rain?
Oh.
Well, I take the, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
How big's your company? Is it just you, or do you have multiples?
No, it's just me, myself, and I. I have about 85 accounts that I take care of.
That's a lot.
Is that good? Is that up, down? How's the pool cleaning business?
Oh, that's good. It keeps me busy.
Do you see you see a lot of geckos down there?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple of them that live inside the house. They don't bother me.
Have you been propositioned by any women while cleaning their pool? Well, it's like these cliche in the movies. Oh, the pool boy. And has it ever happened?
I've had nothing worthwhile. I've had some feisty old ladies.
who were like grabbing your ass when you were skimming the pool and stuff?
I have a couple of drunk old ladies be like, "Oh, aren't you supposed to do that with your shirt off?" I'm like, "No."
Oops, I let my robe fall open.
Yeah, it's not enough. Trust me, Marco. If you're 55, you're the young crowd there. It's nothing exciting.
All right, Anthony, I'm going to drop you because I know how to use that button. So, Anthony voting that B-Lo and No Socks
well
may be better.
Anthony was kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he just didn't like you.
I know.
Starting to wonder if Triple Y is going to make it through the whole show. Easy, Andy. What did I do now?
You're giving me a headache.
He does that.
Another one. His voice. Well, you did it, Andy. You scared Triple Y away for sure. Can't see why she would want to ever come back. Her chances of returning to PFW are as good as B-Lo's. No, ooh. I think she's
no,
back.
No, I'll
for
come
one.
Back.
Harsh.
Oh, Sydney. I like when our global listeners check in. This is...
is it
Josh in Sydney?
We have Steve in Sydney as well.
Hey, Big Head and Lindsay Petruni, spelled wrong yet again.
Hey.
S-A-Y, right?
Yeah.
Is wrong.
It is on Patriots.com if you want to go spell it right.
Since Kevin is useless at covering the Facebook, I'll pass the questions on. Firstly, the necessary football question.
Firstly is not a word. Sorry, go ahead.
She's very critical. I mean, she's been here like an hour and 45 minutes, and she thinks
she's
taking
over for Eric.
It is a little scary.
He would, Eric, he would,
no,
you're angry.
I don't want to hear this. La, la, la,
pent up sexual frustration.
La, la, la.
He would nitpick you too.
Why do I have pent up sexual frustration?
Yeah, remember when Eric.
I think the answer to that question is somewhat obvious.
Eric went through this phase where he thought he was the
same
Hulk.
Reason Eric does. It's been 6 years. Just a number I threw out there, and he didn't dispute, really.
It's a number most often associated with Eric Scalavino.
Wow.
Bit of a dry spell there.
Dry spell.
Lance Moore. See what I did? Dry spell.
What a drought.
Dry spell.
Full out drought.
It's winky wet. What do you think of Lance Moore? He's a free agent who could be possibly upgraded. Intro of youth at wide receiver. Intro.
No.
I'm not a big Lance Moore guy.
I'm not either.
I'm going to move on. Also, via the Facebook page, is Lindsay married?
Lindsay's not married.
Close, though.
Lindsay's not married.
Does Lindsay have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, so why are you so frustrated?
I'm not.
Does he live here?
He does live here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you meet him here?
I did not.
So he came with you from Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh. I'm confused.
She's getting upset. She doesn't want to tell you where they met.
Do you not want to discuss it?
No, I just like to hear.
Because we're pretty much our personal lives.
I just
are
like
kind
to hear you
show.
Ask like a ton of questions.
Okay. What does he do?
He owns an internet marketing business.
Is it doing well?
Yes.
Good.
It's doing well.
I
met him in Los Angeles.
Why were you in Los Angeles?
I was working for Fox Sports.
Why was he in Los Angeles?
He used to live in the Bahamas, and then he moved to California because he can live wherever he wants with his
internet-based business.
Yeah.
So he moved here with you?
He did eventually, yeah.
So you guys are going to get married?
I don't know.
Make her uncomfortable.
Not sure. Yeah, nothing.
How long have you been dating?
Really, nothing can make me uncomfortable.
She seems unsure here.
Eric seems to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
Now, if it were to somehow blow apart, would Eric be inconsiderate? Would he be in the running?
I'm pretty sure ew means no. And blah, 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 vomit effect.
So you're saying there's a chance?
No, I don't think so.
So wait, Eric's not married or anything? Like just?
Oh boy.
None of that
I'm
stuff?
Probably about as far from married as you can get.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to have like... a woman speaking.
And you would know. I mean, he's been here long enough where he couldn't hide if he was married.
He's had a couple relationships while
he's been here.
Has he now? He met a girl in Eggpite.
What's that mean?
Well, now, yeah.
And he blogged about Egypt and called it Eggpite.
Okay.
You know, despite he's Mr. Like, perfect
Eggpite.
Pronunciation and grammar and everything.
So he met a girl in Egypt.
On the trip. Didn't last long.
Just the trip? Or?
It was a vacation fling.
Was it one of those internet relationships?
Just the trip. I see what you did there. What?
It wasn't one of those internet relationships.
No.
Now, do you think, could you see Eric being on like E-Harmony
being angry for us
like
discussing
that?
This on the air? Certainly.
Perhaps.
Let's move on to
okay.
The next question.
Next.
They didn't ask about Eric. They asked about Lindsay. So how long have you been dating?
3 years.
Oh, so you're getting close to make or break, fish or cut bait.
No, I'm not like that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
How long does he have?
I don't know because I'm.
Do you live together
in
sin?
I'm probably the. Sorry. I'm probably the one that's literally like, no. Like, I stop talking about it. Makes me nervous.
But you do live together in sin.
We live together, yeah.
Where? You don't have to give like the address.
In Brookline.
Brookline. Condo.
Very
home.
Nice town.
What?
Rental.
Mobile home.
Rental.
Rental. Okay.
Rental. Shack.
Okay. Shack?
Just kidding.
Little shack in Brookline. I don't think they have shacks in Brookline. For Andy, if you could sign any...
Wait, what was the question? It was Lindsay married?
Yeah.
No, I'm not old enough to be married.
You're getting close.
You're not as young as Rachel is. I don't.
Your best years are behind
ready.
You.
I'm not ready for
just
marriage.
Just so you know.
I'm not ready for marriage.
You're about to pass that downhill.
No.
She's going to start to get wrinkles. But it's kind of true.
Yeah.
It's just real life.
Okay.
So you might want to get hitched before that happens.
No.
Would you marry him if he asked you today?
I don't need you pressuring me.
If he asked you today.
I'm not answering. I answered enough of your foolish questions.
I thought you
questions.
Liked questions. You wanted me to ask questions.
I'm done with the questions
okay.
now.
I found the one that set you off. Well done by Andy. For Andy, if you could sign any five OLB's pass rushers for the Pats this year, who would they be? Quinn, Ali, Peppers, Matthews, Markell Carter. What? How did Markell Carter get in a sentence with Matthews and Peppers? If I could sign any five, Julius Peppers would be one. And that was actually one of the topics I was going to bring up if the show got slow. And it never got slow because Lindsay and I just have so much on-air chemistry. Are you still eating that terrible sandwich?
Sorry.
We can ponder this maybe for next week. What would the Patriots be like right now had they gotten Julius Peppers? Remember there were all those rumors? Vic Carucci had a report that they had a deal that was going to be in place by the draft or whatever. He was like a done deal. He was going to be a Patriot.
I like doing that with Clay Matthews, though.
See, but I don't think they liked Clay Matthews.
Why?
Because he was a jag in college. He didn't start till partway through his senior year. You know how many sacks he had in college?
How many?
I don't know, like 4.5. It's a really low
many?
Number.
I don't know.
It's a really ridiculously low number.
Not a numbers
though.
Guy, like, but I printed off stats because people like stats.
He had more sacks in like his first four games as a rookie than he did in his whole college career. He was a special teamer, basically. Yeah. A backup special teamer who got great in the NFL. He's a great player now.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
But they didn't want him.
Okay,
and I agreed with them at the time. I didn't want anything to do with him. But Peppers, they wanted, apparently, reportedly.
Okay.
We wanted, as PFW fans, everybody. Freak athlete. You know, the ratings just come out. He ranked, whatever, top 10 player of, you know, according to NFL players. He's a game changer. How would this team be different now? Now, you might not have Vince Wilfork. You might not have been able to re-sign him if you signed Peppers to some outlandish.
I don't think fans would like that.
I would have. I would have made that deal.
I don't think
Sorry,
no.
Vince. I love you. You're a great nose tackle. But I think you're more replaceable than elite Julius Peppers pass rushers. But that's a topic for next week. I'm going to keep reading. Love the show today. Lindsay is many times better than No Socks or B-Lo. Keep up the good work. That was Josh in Sydney.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. You say that a little gay. There's about three or four of them. It's amazing. The closest one to Las Olas is on Commercial Boulevard, A1A.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I'm there to check
so
it out.
So remember that, whatever that sandwich place was that they want you to try.
Okay.
Something just froze. I don't know
Thanks.
What's going on.
Andy doesn't know how to work a computer.
Fred struggles here, too, though. Whose Twitter bio says, this is another strippers game via Twitter.
Oh.
Whose Twitter bio says, quote, man of God and cornerback for the New England Patriots?
Devin McCourty. No, she shares with his brother.
I'm going to go Kyle Arrington. Answer below. I'm scrolling. Please get your answer in now.
Darius Butler.
Ross I. Dowling.
Aww. He seems like such a nice guy. He's very ma'am, sir. I like that.
Well, he's one of those Southern boys.
I like that.
This thing keeps
he
going.
Looked very sharp when he came here after he got drafted.
So you're basing it on how he looked.
Yeah, he looked. I told him he looked very classy.
And I'm the sexist,
and sharp,
superficial one.
And he said ma'am, and I like that.
TG and NJ said, OMG. It's just the two of you on the show, and you're talking about Bush. How is Andy not losing it? Because I'm more mature than that, obviously. Oh, boy.
What else? How
now
many do we have?
They're coming fast and furious.
We only have a couple more minutes.
Kevin's story was better, was one of the emails from Facebook.
That's fine.
Any chance of getting a signed picture of Lindsay up here, just like the Mary McCormick's of IPS? People call Mark Nellist wants a signed picture of you on the Facebook page. Can you do that for him? You should put that one up, the one where you were Statue of Liberty as five,
oh,
and sign
yeah.
it, autograph it. Betcha that's not what he had in mind. Betcha he's now, forget it. Are there any photos of you on the internet that you wouldn't be promoting?
No.
Never done anything risque?
Nope.
I'm being serious here.
I haven't. No, I haven't.
We weren't on like a college cheerleading team or anything.
I don't. First of all, I don't think that's risque. But
no, you know what I mean, though. People.
No,
like,
there aren't.
No,
any.
There's a girl doing a split. Ha ha. Like.
No, there aren't any. I mean, people. I welcome
bikini shots.
I welcome people to try to find on my Facebook. There are, but
really.
Yeah, but I.
That's protected.
But it's yeah, it's like super. Not many people can access my photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Does Eric access your photos?
No.
Okay. Good.
Ooh. Ew.
We might be able to do an open on all the ewes if you put them all together with the question and the answer. Keep
Please
that in mind for next week.
My bottom is really sore.
Mike in Pensacola, I'm going to probably finish up with because we're running out
I'm
of
sad.
Time.
I'm really sad.
We'll come back another time.
Okay.
You can. You're now, I think, based on the vote, it was pretty much like 8-10-1 that you're better than B-Lo.
Minus
no socks.
The Portuguese guy.
Well, he is withholding his vote till next week.
Okay.
The Portuguese guy. I like that.
Like, okay.
Hey, Andy and Lindsay,
hey.
Spelled S-A-Y.
That's good. Is the second letter a Y or no?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right.
What are the chances, in your opinion, that Algie Crumpler and Jonathan Wilhite are both released before the season begins? With the drafting of Lee Smith and the emergence of G-Force and H-Bomb last season, could the Pats find Crumpler's services not needed and cut him and his salary like they did with Chris Baker a couple of years back? I don't think there's any chance.
Does he think Jonathan Wilhite is a tight end?
No, that's the next sentence.
Oh. Sorry,
Again, you're being like Eric and being awful critical. Just answer the Crumpler part.
No.
Could Crumpler get cut? I think there's no chance.
Crumpler, no. Wilhite, yes.
You really have trouble when I said, just answer the Crumpler part.
Sorry.
Crumpler, no.
Next. I want to do more
emails. I just
want
to say real quick, Crumpler's biggest job last year was keeping those two whack jobs in line.
In check.
Seriously, I don't know how many times I like, someone would be saying something and be like, don't say that.
Yeah.
Or telling them when to do interviews, or don't we have a meeting to get to? Or, like, seriously, he was their babysitter. I don't think Lee Smith is ready for that job. I think
Algie
Crumpler
no.
played pretty well last year. The only concern I have with him is his age, and I once, a few times this year, watched him trying to get out of his seat in his locker, and he has to reach up to the wall and, like, pull himself up because he's... looks like that veteran NFL player who's back and butt and everything hurts. And now to the cornerback part. Also, with the depth now at cornerback, with the return of Bodden, drafting of Dowling, who apparently you have a little thing for and looks
good. I
don't
have a thing for. I just think he seems like a nice guy.
Is it more likely that Wilhite will be cut? What do you think will happen with Darius Butler? Thanks, guys and gal. Keep up the great work. At Patriots Today, Lindsay.
Thanks.
I was a little confused. I thought it was like one of those Twitter symbols.
I think Butler and Merriweather should run off into the Florida sunset together and
it's just got a little harsh.
And yeah, I think Wilhite's gonna get cut and that's about it.
I think Wilhite may very well be on the team. When he was drafted, he was projected as a slot corner. If he's healthy, I think he could fill the slot corner
I
role.
I like Terrence Wheatley. Can I just throw that in there?
He's long gone and
I
hard
know,
to
but
find.
I liked him though. He's
as
not
a guy,
hard to find.
Well,
He plays for who, the Jets?
Yeah, he's anywhere but on the football field contributing to a football team.
Okay, but I liked him. I
nice
want
guy.
Them to bring him back.
But we need good players who are also nice guys. Jonathan Wilhite also happens to be a nice guy.
I would take Wheatley over Wilhite.
Well, you're
oh, wild. We got to go.
That was another dumb football statement like Woodhead is special, and I will call her on it on a future show because unfortunately, or maybe for some of you, fortunately...
For those of you still listening.
This very special 4th of July week edition of PFW in Progress.
Thanks for listening.
Without Fred, without Eric, without Paul, just Andy, the head, and Lindsay Petruni from Patriots Today, the bobble.
The bobble.
The bobble and head show is coming to a very, very sad ending. I hope you all have a nice weekend. And next Tuesday, we will see you once again when I believe the entire PFW crew will be here. Although I may have another vacation day, so it may not be me. Until then, look out for the lockout to end, hopefully. We'll start thinking free agency, priorities, trades, training camp, and real football, and
exciting
no more nonsense.
Stuff.
No more nonsense from the Patriots.com crew. Until then, for our tremendous intern, Rachel, who did a tremendous job and is much better than Kevin will ever be, that's going to be PFW in Progress. Peace out.
See ya.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.